We're podcasting, brother.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Yeah, brother. You want to start it or should I?
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast, dude. My name is Hulk Hogan, brother. Sorry, you want to do it? You want to do it?
Sorry, no, I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
What you going to do when you go to 10MinutePodcast.com, brother? You hit the Amazon banner, yeah. Right?
I'm Tommy the Kid Blotcha.
No, you're not the kid. Don't start with this shit.
Yeah, brother.
You're not Tommy the Kid.
Well, we're here with Hulk Hogan, first of all. That's the big news.
I'm here on the podcast, brother. I'm filling in for my main man sitting on the back of that red and yellow Harley, brother. Will Sasso, dude.
He's on the back with
you. He's on the back of that red and yellow Harley, dude. And we're cruising down through Venice Beach, California, brother.
Can I ask you a question?
And on the podcast, brother, it doesn't matter what tag team combination you got, dude. It doesn't matter if it's Will, Brian, and Chris. It doesn't matter if you got Tommy Blotcha in here healing it up, or Bobby Lee, brother, or even me. Hulk Hogan, dude.
Okay, but
all Hulk, the different combinations, brother. It all works on the 10 minute podcast, brother.
Hulk, I gotta ask. Can I ask you one question?
It's podcast mania, brother. Listen.
What do you mean we can all do?
Anyone
it doesn't
can
matter. He can't hear
all the podcasts.
His ears from there.
You got three
you hear?
Mics here, brother.
Hulk, can
it's
you
like
hear?
The NWO of podcasting, of, brother.
Terry, can you hear us?
Yeah, brother.
Okay, so just
all right. Dude.
Cool.
All right, brother.
Now listen up,
yeah,
Terry.
Brother. Yeah.
Hulk.
Yep.
Listen up.
Yeah, brother.
Now, look.
You want to go kayfabe?
Nope.
You
want to ask
Hulk
you a question.
You want to call me Terry?
I'll call you Hulk or whatever
call
you want.
Hulk.
But you got to listen.
Well, kayfabe it, dude.
Jesus Christ. Tommy, you
work with the WWE, brother.
I just want to know one thing about you. You know I don't know anything about you. You've been on the show a bunch of times.
Tell
what's
your
favorite
movie?
Let's step this out. All right.
Ask him what his favorite movie is.
Hulk has a question.
I don't know anything about him. He's been on the show 15 times.
Everyone just, Hulk said something. What's kayfabe? Hey, kayfabe means secret. All right.
All right.
Hulk, what's your favorite movie? Good idea. Right. What's your favorite movie, Hulk?
My favorite movie, brother?
Yeah, yes. Hulk, what's your favorite movie?
What's your favorite movie?
Suburban Commando, dude.
Oh.
What is that?
It's a movie he was in.
It's a good movie, brother.
I know. Is there a movie that you weren't in that you liked?
Why are you getting so hot, brother?
Hey,
brother, let me tell you something, dude.
I don't know anything
if you
about
wanna
you.
If you want to go kayfabe, brother, and you're coming at me like that, he's cutting a promo, right? Then I would drop that leg, brother. I'd kick you down 1, 2, 3, dude. Just like I did Iron Sheik when I won the strap, brother. I won the WWF title in 1984. And Hulkamania was running wild, brother. That was the birth of Hulkamania, dude. And then all the way down from WrestleMania 1 when I tagged with my main man, my brother from another mother, Mr. T, dude.
With
Jimmy the Superfly Snook in our corner, brother. And we went against that dirty Roddy Piper and Cowboy Bob Orton in his corner. And he had that Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff,
Hulk.
Dude, on the way to WrestleMania 2, brother, when I slammed
Hulk.
Down that King
Let
Kong
me
Bunny
ask you a question.
In a cage,
Have
brother.
Have you seen a movie?
WrestleMania, dude. And then all the way to WrestleMania 3, 93,173, screaming Hulkamaniacs, brother, when I slammed Andre the Giant down, dude.
Hey, Hulk, what are some good places to eat in Venice?
Oh, yeah, brother.
There you go.
Well, Venice, California, Venice Beach, California, brother, is where I'm from.
Right.
Well, that's kayfabe, brother.
Okay.
I'm actually from Tampa, bro.
So
where's a good place to eat in Tampa?
Yeah.
Tony Roma's.
All right.
Not bad. You read any books lately?
Yeah, brother.
What's your favorite book?
I just got the best book I've ever had in a
All
long
right.
time,
here,
brother.
Now we're going.
Because I was just a WrestleMania 31, dude. WrestleMania, Levi's Field. In San Francisco,
Levi's
brother.
Stadium.
Levi's Stadium, dude.
What does
it's
that have
a
to do with the book?
Stadium, brother.
What does that have to do with the book? What does that have to do with the book?
I got the program, brother.
It's not a book.
It's not a book, man.
Yeah,
it's
brother.
Not a book. Have you ever read a book?
Yeah, it's got all the colored pictures, brother.
Nope.
You got Brock versus Roman Reigns,
nope.
dude.
No,
you
no,
got
no.
Seth Rollins, that dirty Seth Rollins.
What did you eat
that
at WrestleMania? What did you eat at WrestleMania?
Go.
Popcorn.
Come on, dude. Really?
All right. Do you have anything,
yeah,
you ever have a nightmare? What's your biggest fear?
There you go. What's your biggest fear, Hulk?
My biggest fear, brother.
Hulk Hogan's biggest fear. What
I'll
is
tell
it?
You what, brother. Like when Papa Shango, when he made that black ooze come down through the Ultimate Warrior's scalp,
but that's
the hairline
fake.
There, brother.
That's fake.
No, it wasn't, brother.
Use that word.
Papa Shango, well, you got to say kayfabe. Tommy?
Smart enough.
What is kayfabe?
You know,
kayfabe means
brother.
Secret.
K-A-Y-F-A-B-E.
Hey, okay. What's your biggest fear?
Yeah.
Besides the fake
Papa
stuff,
Shango, brother.
Gotta move on.
A Probably Tonga. You know, Haku, Meng.
Yeah, Haku's tough.
Legit. Did you ever have your heart broken?
There you go.
I've had
Hulk Hogan has who, it. Hulk Hogan ever had
who,
his heart broken?
Who, Hulk? Or,
I don't know.
Or
the Hulk, Terry.
Terry, you know what?
Let's go with Terry.
You're a big guy. You're blonde. You're tan.
Yeah, brother.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah, brother.
There we go.
That's a good question for the podcast, dude. That's what you can do on the podcast.
But can you
answer
We're
that doing
question?
It.
Yeah, brother.
Just
and
did.
It doesn't matter if it's if you got Will sitting here with Brian and Tommy, dude. God, or if it's just Will and Bobby Lee, brother. Or maybe it's the Al Pacino and Robert De Niro show, brother, and they're interviewing Brian Callen, dude.
That's a great idea. All right.
All the different things you've heard on the
Do you
podcast,
believe in God?
Brother.
There you go.
Yeah, brother.
You do?
Yeah, brother.
Do
I believe from the Father, from the Mother, brother.
I don't know what that means.
Well, that's God up on high, dude. That's when it's all said and done, brother.
What do you say to God?
What you gonna do when the GOD and the largest arms in the world run wild on you, Brian?
No, I don't think you're gonna run with God.
No, don't worry about it, brother. I gotta run with the GOD, brother. And if I've got that red and yellow Harley, brother, well then God, dude, he's got that gleaming white heavenly Harley, brother. And he's riding on downside Hulk Hogan, brother. And we're riding through Tampa, dude.
Look,
so that's how you do podcasting, brother.
I don't think so. That's how you
I think
podcast.
This is a good combination, brother.
I don't think so. Either,
I think
you're not listening
that podcast mania is running wild, brother. And let me tell you something right now, dude. If the podcast, if 10-minute podcast from now on is just Brian Callen, Tommy Blotcha, and the Hulkster himself, dude, I think we're going to be in good shape.
I don't
going
think so
into
at
SummerSlam,
all. Because,
brother.
Yeah, I
think we're going to be in good shape going into Survivor Series,
okay.
dude.
What do you
I
mean
think
Survivor
this team,
Series?
Going into Survivor Series, our power's aligning. Going into the Royal
I don't
Rumble,
want to
brother,
align my power,
we're going to be the
is
best
it,
podcast
is that a
team.
Podcast Survivor Series?
I'll tell
series?
You what, brother. If we got a podcast Survivor Series, brother, over here you've got 10-minute podcast, dude. You've got Hogan.
Oh, no.
You've got Callen. You got Blotcha, brother. And then over there, you've got the NWO, brother. You got me, but that's Hulk Hogan, like the Hollywood Hogan, dude, the heel. But also, Hall and Nash, brother, the Outsiders. And then you've got...
Who do you have?
You
Nobody.
Right? You okay, Hulk. Terry?
The New right? Day, Hulk? Brother.
Terry?
The New Day.
Oh, Terry, not the New Day.
Well, I'm trying to get, like, you know, like a new tag team, brother. The Freebirds, dude. What? Let's go back in time.
No, I don't want to go back
yeah,
in time.
Yeah, Texas Wrestling,
Hulk,
brother.
I don't want to talk
Von
about...
Eric
I don't want to talk about professional wrestling
Yeah, brother.
Anymore.
They got the...
Yeah, we never talked
about it. Terry Gordy.
Can you not talk about professional wrestling? Can you not talk about professional wrestling for 5 minutes?
Yeah, brother.
Okay, let's stop, right?
All right.
Let's talk about anything else.
Yeah, there's 2.5 minutes left. Yeah,
anything else?
Sake, let's
for
talk
two
about,
and a half minutes. Anything else?
Yeah, brother.
Let's talk about
yeah, but
tanning.
That's why I'm here. You guys talk about what you want to talk about. And we're showing the audience, brother, that it doesn't matter who it is, dude.
Okay, you said that three times.
Okay, you guys.
And we know that.
All right, brother. You guys have a conversation.
Okay.
You guys talk.
Jesus Christ. Hey, have you noticed that whoever this is, Terry or
yeah,
the Hulk,
but don't talk
never
about,
lets anybody
okay, but wait, talk about in, yourselves, brother.
You ever wonder what it'd be like to just be
dude.
Married with them or to just be
talk
around?
Talk about your
okay,
own thing, brother.
No, he's right. He's right for a second. Jesus hey, Christ. So you been working out lately?
Yeah, I never miss a day.
Really?
I'm always clanging and banging in the gym, brother. If I'm keeping it real, if we're keeping it kayfabe, brother.
No,
I'm always in the Gold's Gym, brother. I'm Venice Beach, Muscle Beach, California, brother.
What are you bench?
I'm out there. Well,
you never get a straight answer.
I'm the Hulkster, brother. I'm the throwing up.
Why can't you
pounds,
even answer about
500
benching.
Pounds? Oh. Me and Arnold Schwarzenegger, me and Lou Ferrigno, brother. Even me and Mr. T, dude.
Okay, wow. Great. Were you ever an athlete besides?
Yeah, brother.
What'd you play?
I played the bass.
Yeah, he did play bass. He was
doesn't
right.
Listen to me, though.
You listen
yeah,
there.
Well, this is good.
That was it.
Walt.
Hey, do you ever wonder what you're going to be doing at 80 years old?
Harry, that's a good question.
I know what I'll be doing, brother.
Where are you going to retire?
What, you guys
what does
doing?
Retirement look like for you,
what about
Terry?
You, brother? Go ahead, dude.
I'm going to smoke weed and paint, hopefully.
Do you? When you have dreams, do you think of yourself as Hulk or Terry?
Yeah,
that's
brother.
A good question.
Yeah, brother.
I asked you a question, not yeah, brother.
Why are you asking me, dude?
I am, but I can't look at you because I'm fed up.
You were about to say red and yellow, brother. Let me tell you something about Brian Callen, dude.
Nope.
He's
you don't
red.
Know anything about
He's getting blood red mad, no. brother. And that's something they say on the podcast, dude. Hashtag BRM, brother.
Yeah, see,
blood
now
red mad.
It.
But he's also yellow, brother, because he's got that streak going up his back, dude.
I'm not yellow.
When he starts
what do you
thinking
mean yellow?
Of taking on the Hulkster, brother, he's shaking in his boots, brother. He's wondering, what am I going to do? So what you going to do, Brian Callen, when the red and yellow comes after you, dude?
I
it's
will not
mania,
face
brother.
Off against you because I don't
all
care
the,
about
all
that
the
shit.
10-minute podcast. Podcast nights, brother.
I don't
They're
give a fuck
listening.
About
so it
wrestling
matter
with you.
What the combination is, dude?
I was
you know
a
what?
Real
Brian.
Wrestler. I was a high school wrestler.
Brian, he's right.
Right,
hey, Vince, Tommy.
Tommy's my brother from another mother, dude. If I got Will Sasso on the back of that red and yellow Harley, brother, also got Tommy Blotch in that sidecar,
yeah,
dude.
He's right.
In that sidecar.
He's right.
We got one Harley. We got three seats, brother. Yep. I got Sasso in the back. I got my hands on the handlebars. And I got Tommy Blotch in the sidecar, brother.
If you go in that sidecar with him, then you can find another podcast.
Yeah, brother.
Come on, dude.
Come on, brother.
Don't call me brother.
Brother.
Hello, I'm everybody's dad. Welcome to a very special pod show, wherein I will be answering your not again with this music. Would you watch it? So annoying. Wow, watch it. There you go. All right. That's a little bit of that salt and pepper, as it were. Okay, pardon me for the interruption. I do not care for that song. I'm everybody's dad. Welcome to the 10-minute pod show. And your brother William has taught me enough about this crazy contraption here with all the ding 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 dials and whistles and bells and hoot nanny and hoopla with there's wires and cables everywhere and microphones, and I've got headphones on like the girl with the crescent rolls on her head in that movie that you and your brother and sister love so much. What is it? Space Wars. Okay, I understand they have a new one coming out with all of your favorites. Who is it? Indiana Ford, and then there's, what is it? Yeah, Yoga and Dorothy Hamill, and the big, who's the big furry bear guy? Banaka. All right, my point is we got a lot of space age technology here to make it possible for me to speak with you and take all of your questions in only the second installment of Ask Everybody's Dad. It's been a year and a half since we've done this last. I love you very much, and I would appreciate you checking in all the time. Okay, I've been instructed to say at 10minpod. That's where all the boys and girls use the tweeter and the pound sign. What is it? What do they say? Hash brown, ask your dad. So let's jump in. All right, who do we got here first? All right, this is from Squiggly A Big Nasty 91, little line underneath. At 10minpod, hash browns, ask your dad. What's the best way to start a fire? Well, rub two sticks together is what they taught you in Scouts. You should know that. I paid good money to have you in Scouts. Or if we're driving out there camping, I always got a Bic in the glove compartment. Don't tell the Scoutmaster. Or if you really want to start a fire, tell your mother that you don't quite care for the carrots in the sauce on Ragu night. She likes them, and I don't care for them. Okay, moving on. What else do we got here? Let's see. This is from at Jack Lying Underneath Sanders. Well, 10-minute pod of hash browns, ask your dad. What kind of music should I listen to? Well, youngster, I'm not going to tell you what kind of music to listen to. I enjoy the Lawrence Welk Orchestra, but I also enjoy that young songstress. What is her name? Anne Murray. She's delightful. I also like some of Yeezy's earlier stuff, but lately it's just self-serving garbage. Cut it out. Okay, moving on. This is from at WFO Dix. All right, that does sound suggestive. I'm not going to give you a whack just yet to get you to smarten up. Went across the noggin ought to do you well, but let's move on. Dear everybody's dad, does anal feel like pooping? I don't quite know what that means, but if that is suggestive too, I owe you too. But now here's an interesting thing. This is someone else wrote back on the tweeter, at Army Strang, and they essentially answered this person's question. They said, at WFO Dicks, it's basically reverse butt sex. I don't know what this means or if you two are trying to get one over on your father, but I got a couple of answers for both of you. Watch it! And you watch it! Both of you! With the suggestions, I think that was suggestive. If not, I'm sorry that I hit you. I love you very much. Okay, this is from at Line Underneath Jacob. Is weed bad? Hash browns, ask your dad. Yes, it is. That's why I'm always out there with a spray bottle of Roundup and on my knees, with the little hand shovel that your mother likes to use for gardening. And I'm out there, shucking the cabbage, as it were, pulling the weeds out of the ground. Okay, what else do we got here? This is from at Matthew Gross 13. Hash browns, ask your dad. Have you ever smoked weed? Well, yes, of course. I mean, if you get enough of those buggers up out of the ground, you're going to want to put them in a pile, burn them, and then compost them. City likes it when you do that, if it's a few days to garbage day, and you don't want to put them in the green bin. I hope that answered your question. Yeah, I have smoked weed. I think that's your question. All right. This is from at Ben Van Graaff. Hash Browns, ask your dad, where is my brother at Chris D'Elia? Well, you're going to have to take that up with him. I'm sure he'll show his fuzzy mug around here sooner or later. He kind of comes and goes as he pleases. Okay, this is from at Alex Cullen, 23. At Tim and Pod, Hash Browns, ask your dad, how arp you? I think you spelled that wrong. I think you meant to say R. A-R-E, learn to spell. That's what's wrong with this generation. How arp you? that's interesting. Okay, this is from at Miquild, who cares? At 10 Min Pod, can you teach me how to cook a steak? Yes, I can. Take it out, put some Worcestershire on it, a little liquid smoke, wait to salt it, do that afterwards, shove some garlic in there, get that pan or that grill as hot as you can, 3 minutes aside, let it sit for 5 minutes, then salt it. That's it. That's how you cook a steak, you moron. All right. Sorry for calling you a moron. No, I'm not. At Ryan R1211. Hey, what's the matter, Ryan? Was at Ryan R1210 taken? Ah, come on. That's good fun. Score one for your dad. A little technology humor. Okay. How did you enjoy 420, Dad? 420, is that, okay, well, as we record this today, it is April the 20th, if that's what you've referred to. I enjoy them all the time. I've enjoyed many of them, year after year, every spring. I don't know what that means. Okay, let's move on. What do we got here? All right. Oh, here's one. This is from at Tenuous Grail. Hash Pound, ask your dad, can I borrow the car this Saturday night to go to a party? It's just a small get-together. No beer, I promise. Well, what a thoughtful boy you are. Yes, of course you can borrow the family wagon to go to a party. And thank you for asking so far in advance. Oh, and by the way, when you go to the party, take this with you. You see, I outsmarted you. That's for later when you fuck up. Whoops, I said the F word. Here's one for me. Oh! Woo! Ha! I still pack a punch. All right, what else do we got? All right. This one is from at Radical Turbo. Say, that is a neato name. At Tim and Pod, Hash Brown, ask your dad, how come Mom spent the summer of 87 at the lake house with Uncle Ralph? Well, Radical, that is a very intricate question with a layered answer, which we do not have time to get into thusly. But I'll tell you what is important is that your mother is back with me where she belongs and she's happy, and no one has heard from your quote-unquote Uncle Ralph since the winter of 88, if you're picking up what I'm laying down. Okay, here's another one. This is from Noah Jorstad at Tim and Pod. Dad, how come you never taught Brian how to fart like an American? Hash Browns, ask your dad. That is a good question, Noah. A very good question. And you know, I led a lot by example, and you'd think that Wazzle Fizz Fozzler Puzzle Whiz would have learned from his father. As a matter of fact, I'd like to teach all of you how to do it properly, the proud and true American way. Here we go. All right. Okay, I hope you learned something. What else do we got? This is at Gavin, underline, not a Hash Brown, ask your dad, could you beat up Meng? I don't know who Meng is. Could you beat up Meng? Well, I'm your dad, so I can beat everybody up. So the answer is yes, I can beat. I don't know who that is. All right, this is from at Radical Turbo. Well, he just asked one, Radical, but you got another one here. It's Hash Brown, ask your dad, who's your least favorite son, and why is it at Brian Callen? Well played, good swerve. I see what you did there. Well, the answer is actually twofold. Number one is because when his younger brother William is trying to record the pod show, he likes to back his big distended crispy brown balloon knot right up to the microphone and push out all of his stinky brown dinner gas, all of that the poopy air, the poot poots that he makes. That's number one. And number two answer to your question is he does it wrong, which is why I corrected him and showed you how to do it. Okay, moving on. This is from at Look out, a giraffe. That's a fun name. Should I use a hookup app like Tinder to get a boja from a stranger? I don't know what half of those words mean. Hookup app. Hookup app. I don't know what that... And now, with regard to Tinder, we already covered that earlier in the episode. We told you how to light a fire. Two sticks, the bick, or get mom pissed off about a red sauce. Boja. Last time we did this, ask everybody's dad. Everybody was asking about bojas. I sure hope to have an answer for you next time we do this. Until then, I love you very much. I'm everybody's dad.
Yeah, it's another 10-minute podcast, brother.
Sure is.
What you gonna do when 10-minute podcast, the largest arms in the world, and Tommy Blotch will run wild on you, dude?
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to
Hulk Hogan's Podcast.
Yeah, dude, you changed the lyrics, brother.
I sure did.
Now it's Hulk Hogan's Podcast, brother.
You deserve it.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. There's 10-minute podcast, dude, and then there's all the other podcasts, brother. But sitting way up on high, brother, on Podcast Mountain, that's Hulk Hogan's Podcast, brother.
Yeah.
We're going to have to consider... Let me tell you something, dude. 10-minute podcast got their own brand, brother. But we may need to change it to the red and yellow, dude.
Red and Yellow Mountain.
My name is Hulk Hogan, brother. I'm being joined by my other brother from another mother, dude.
Wow.
Because there's Will Sasso, dude. Yeah. He's riding on the back of that red and yellow Harley, brother. But right now, I got my other brother from another mother, dude.
Wow. Tommy Blotcha.
Tommy Blotcha, brother.
Huge thrill. I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah, brother. Well, let me tell you something, dude. We're excited, brother.
Yeah.
Because we're doing a podcast together, brother. It's just the meeting of the madness and the mania, brother, the mega powers right in the middle of the ring. We're Tommy and I are extending that hand of podcasting to each other, brother.
Wow.
And we're shaking hands right in the middle of the podcast studio here.
I'm a mega power?
You're one of the mega powers, brother. We're going to have to change your colors to red and yellow, dude.
Whoa. I don't even have colors.
Let me tell you something, brother. We got a lot of great things on the horizon, dude, because it's coming up on Sunday, brother. Yep. And you know what's happening on Sunday. It's WWE Extreme Rules, brother.
Yeah.
That's a pay-per-view on the WWE Network, brother.
That's pro wrestling.
That's, well, sports entertainment is what Vince Kennedy McMahon likes.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I know, but like Vince Sr. always used to, you know, keep a kayfabe, brother.
Yeah.
And we went over this one with Brian Callen, brother. We smartened him up to the business, brother, and we let him know what kayfabe means. But now, it's sports entertainment, brother. So that way, Vince doesn't have to pay all the exorbitant taxes, dude.
But do you like that? Don't you like to be called a pro wrestler, Hulk? I mean, come on.
Well, I've been a pro wrestler, I've been a sports entertainer, I've been a musician, I've been a movie star, and I've even been a podcaster, brother.
Yeah.
And let me tell you the exciting thing that's happening with my brother from another mother, Will Sasso, dude. Him and my other brother from another mother, Tommy Blotch, are going to be on the Roar app, dude, on Sunday.
R-A-U-R.
Yep. R-A-U-R, dude. You can get the Roar app, brother, on your smartphone, and then you can listen to Tommy and Will call the matches, brother. It's Second Audio. They're going to be providing the commentary for WWE Extreme Rules on Sunday.
Sports entertainment.
Yeah, brother. It's going to be sports entertainment, Tommy.
Yeah. I like to call it wrestling, but, you know.
Are you excited, dude?
I'm so excited. And you're going to be there, too, huh?
I'm going to be there, brother. All my brothers and sisters from other mothers, fathers, grandfathers, aunts and uncles, brother.
Yep.
We're all going to be there. We're riding on that red and yellow Harley, dude.
Wow.
And we'll have that sidecar going, brother. Or we might have that red and yellow Corvette, brother.
Wow. Will the Corvette be the sidecar?
No, brother. It's going to be its own car, dude.
Wow. Well, we're going to get a red and yellow flag. We're going to have coconut.
Let me tell you something, brother. Hulk Hogan, dude. I've gone to the mountain. I've seen the future of podcasting, brother.
Podcast Mountain.
That's right, brother. Podcast Mountain, brother. Mount Podcast, dude. And when Tommy Blotcha and Will Sasso, when they align those powers, brother, just like that evil NWO, when I signed my soul over to the devil, brother, and I joined Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, dude, and I showed them where the power lies. I'm pointing to my hand right now.
Right.
Pointing to the center of my hand, dude. Right. You knew that NWO was for life, brother, and we're too sweet, dude. Dude, just like Will Sasso and Tommy Blotcha, brother. When they got together and did the Roar app, brother, thousands of people listened to them do the Royal Rumble.
Literally thousands.
Thousands and thousands of screaming Roar
Maniacs,
brother.
I don't know about
brother.
And thousands.
Well, thousands,
bro. Yeah.
Definitely thousands, dude. And then WrestleMania, Will and Tommy got together again, brother, and thousands more listened to them call the matches. And now you can listen on Sunday, brother.
On the Roar app.
Tommy, Or you can listen on www.roar.co/Will Sasso, brother. You don't even have to get the Roar app at all, dude.
Wow.
You can just listen on roar.co/Will Sasso, brother.
Wow.
Now, Tommy, let me ask you something, brother.
Yes.
You actually worked in professional wrestling
or sports entertainment.
In the Attitude Era, brother.
That's true.
That's right,
99, 2000.
That's right, dude. That's when Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara were showing the door. They went over to WCW.
Yeah.
And then my main man, my brother from another mother, Tommy Blotches, stepped in, dude.
Yep.
And he was like right alongside Vince McMahon,
yep,
right alongside Shane McMahon.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac, brother. Here comes the money, dude. And Tommy Blotcher, brother, and they were booking, and they were coming up with all the great stuff you saw.
Sure.
A lot of the great things you
saw. Rock, Steve Austin, Rock and Sock Connection, Mick Foley.
Well, let me ask you something, dude. You've seen it all, brother.
Yeah.
What are you going to bring this Sunday, that inside scoop, brother? What are you going to let us know? You've got to spill the beans. You're on 10-Minute Podcast. Well, I mean, a Hulk Hogan podcast, brother. What can we expect this Sunday from Tommy Blotcher, my brother from another mother, Will Sasso?
Well, lots of wisecracks. Lots of
brother.
Dumb opinions.
Yeah, dude.
Lots of, like, inside info.
Yeah, brother.
Lots of weird things that you can now find out in Wikipedia, but if you don't want to be on Wikipedia while you're watching it, I'll tell them to you, like, what kayfabe means.
Yeah,
what
brother.
Over means.
Yeah.
And I've predicted every podcast or every pay-per-view correctly except for one match in this last WrestleMania.
Yeah,
it's
brother.
The only one I've ever been wrong.
That's what we call a great track record, mm-hmm. dude. That's just like I had when I was holding the title, brother. I was undefeated for almost 4 years, brother.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I won the title. I dropped the leg on that dirty Iron Sheik, brother.
Ugh.
And then I pinned him 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring at Madison Square Garden, brother.
Yep.
That's when Hulkamania was born, dude. And I was back there, Andre the Giant, Ivan Putski, Rocky Johnson, The Rock's dad, dude. And they were pouring that champagne, brother. And then my brother from another mother, Mean Gene Okerlund, came in, dude. And we did that. We cut that famous promo, brother. And since then, Hulkamania will never die, brother.
Yeah, and then you were in the Mega Powers with Randy Macho
Man
Savage.
That's right, brother. Then I went with my brother from another mother, Randy the Macho Man Savage, dude.
That's a very underrated tag team.
Thanks, brother.
And if anyone ever comes up with a list of tag teams, that's got to be in the top
three. Well, let me tell you something, dude. If in the future, brother, if we're listening to a podcast, dude, and there's like, let me tell you something, dude. If there's like a guy, maybe he's up there in the Midwest, brother. Maybe he's in the Great Lakes area, dude. And he's got a podcast where he's counting down tag teams. The Mega Powers better be on that list, brother.
Yeah.
Or else Hulk Hogan will be coming looking for him, dude.
Yeah.
And probably other people. Maybe the fans calling in, dude, will probably get very upset.
I should think so.
What else can we expect, brother? I said accept instead of expect, brother. From Sunday, dude.
But you rolled right through it like a bulldozer.
Well, let me tell you something. We go to Tommy Blotch's house, brother. Will Sasso and Tommy Blotcher. Everybody.
We got snacks.
We got snacks, brother. Sasso sometimes makes a salad, brother.
Yeah.
And last time, Tommy Blotcher made turkey and buffalo chili, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that's right, brother. And you had your girlfriend on hand, brother. And she's there. She just wrote a book, dude.
Yep.
And she doesn't want Will and Tommy in their house, brother. In Tommy and Allison's house, dude.
Yeah.
Because we're stinking up. They're stinking up the joint,
stinky,
actually.
Big
Not
guys.
Me, brother, but Will, right, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big, stinky guys, that's brother.
He takes a poo.
What's that, brother?
He'll take a big poo after the chili.
Who, Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Let me tell you something. When we take a look at that poo, brother, we're going to look at that poo. We're going to go, that's a King Kong Bundy-sized poo, brother.
Yeah, it is.
Or maybe even Big John Studd, brother, Haystacks Calhoun. That's, we're talking about one major shit, dude.
Man, John real Studd had to really shit.
Real big
Crusher
shit,
Blackwell.
Brother. I tell you what, brother. I bet Crusher Blackwell took some huge shits, dude.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff you'll hear on the Roarcast, brother. All you got to do is go to roar.co/Will Sasso, brother. Let me ask you something, Tommy.
Yes.
You worked with them all, brother,
mm-hmm.
in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Era. I said area. Right?
But you plowed right through
I
the mistake.
Plowed right through.
Just
that's
like
what
that
we do on the podcast,
yeah.
brother. On 10-Minute Podcast, they say, when they fuck up, dude. But let me ask you something, Tommy.
Remember,
who took the biggest shit of all the wrestlers of the Attitude Era?
It's got to be Rikishi.
Got to be Rikishi Fatu, brother. Junior Fatu. I actually read that he likes to eat rotisserie chickens, brother.
Yeah.
By the,
you know, I gotta take
by
that
the
back.
Bunch.
It's got to be the Big Show. I saw
Big Show probably taking huge shit. His name
well,
is
I remember
Big
the
Show,
Big Show
brother.
Sent someone to McDonald's and he gave him $40.
That's a lot of money for McDonald's,
it
brother.
Sure is.
That's too much money for McDonald's,
no
brother.
Change. $40.
$40, brother. And he didn't bring back any change.
No.
You know how many quarter pounders, brother? We're probably getting up towards, you probably, if you put together four quarter pounders, brother, that's
a
pound.
Yeah, I think he had one of those lists with, two fish. Three fries,
brother.
quarter pounder.
Yeah, dude.
Remember the Arch Deluxe? Why didn't that?
Yeah, Arch Deluxe, brother. Or yeah, the McLean like Deluxe. Or the yeah. McRib, brother. These are all things.
Well, McRibs come back.
Yeah, once those get digested right. in the Big Show or Rikishi, brother, we're talking about some huge shits.
Yeah.
Hey, brother, let me tell you something, dude. We got Tommy Butch, we got Will Sasso. They're going to be on that Roar app. Or you can check out Will Sasso's Twitter, and he'll tell you, he'll feed that link on Sunday, dude. You got to tune in for Extreme Rules, listening to Hulkamaniacs break down all the action, brother. And then they'll probably take a huge turkey chili shit afterwards, right, brother?
God, you're so tan.
Yeah, what you going to do when a giant Will Sasso turkey and buffalo chili shit runs wild on you, dude?
Podcast time. It's three pals doing podcasts.
Yep.
And their pals, right? It's yep. podcast time. Turn your phone off.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. You're going to buy something on Amazon, you go to 10minutepodcast.com at the Amazon banner. Hey, rate and review us on iTunes. That way we'll keep this motherfucker going. We'll get all rated up, right? Right, fellas?
Rated up.
My name is Will, the Chief Engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso.
I'm Brian, the Kid Callen, and Will, great yep. shirt. Does that let your torso breathe?
Okay.
It's I'm an just athletic wearing, shirt.
Yeah, it's an athletic. It's one of those wick away
yeah,
things.
Yeah, great stuff.
All right, your turn, pal. Go.
Sorry, guys. My mind was on some other shit.
No,
though.
You gotta.
My name's Chris D'Elia, and I'm. What is it again?
Raw.
You is what
don't
you
have
see
a nickname.
Are you here, man? What's up with you, man?
Yeah, I am here, dude. I got my mind on a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
okay.
Well,
look, we've been through this before.
Yeah, so can I
just.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell the game
but
here.
But be here, you know? Be here.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah. Car's parked outside.
All right.
Fucking guy hasn't even.
Don't tell us about your car.
No, I'm not saying.
He's revving his engine, this fucking race car you have.
I'm not saying.
Take your sunglasses off.
I'm here. Okay.
Look, the point is this.
Here we go.
Guy with his gold sunglasses.
Can I just say something out loud? We're all busy. We're all busy guys. Okay.
You want a toothpick? You guys don't want one?
A what?
A toothpick?
Take it out.
Why
of
do
your
you have
fuck.
A toothpick?
It's unbelievable. He's got sunglasses
he
and a toothpick on. Now he's rolling his sleeves up.
We're recording this at night. Why are
I understand.
You wearing?
What
the fuck are you doing, man?
Well, I didn't know. I forgot how bright it was in here, but I took them off.
It's not that bright. It's nighttime
I forgot.
Right now. He forgot. Brian.
You forgot. You're not. Hey, you're not Kid Rock. You know.
Can I
know,
say something?
Dude,
and by the way, super hip reference, Brian. Look,
what?
All right, I don't want this thing to get off
way
the rails
younger.
So quickly. I just want to say something to our loyal audience. We appreciate you. We thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Look,
oh, yeah.
I love
yes.
that we can still get this together with Chris and Brian here.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Of course, 10-Minute Podcast is moving in a bunch of different directions. It's hard to get three guys in a room together, especially when you come to the caliber of talent. You know, that I'll speak for my two friends, and I'll wait for this... this compliment back. You guys are something else.
Well, you know, I've been doing
you.
It a long time, and after a while, you mask
kind of
something.
Been on a...
And didn't come back to
Sorry.
Me, and now this guy's going to...
No.
What were you going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
We appreciate you, man.
Right,
you
right,
know
right,
what he's
right.
saying.
You know
remember
what?
That? Hold on. Don't... I can already tell... You know, you've walked in here with an attitude that's very separate. You're an elite... What are you doing? What's your mouth doing?
Elite.
Don't do that with your fucking mouth. He's jacking his mouth up at one side. He's jacking it to one side.
Yeah.
And he's looking around with his hands like what? You rev your fucking engine. You come in.
When I got
you
here.
Gotta take the toothpick. I'll make you swallow that fucking toothpick.
I take
I'll put
it out
right
here.
In your.
All right,
I'll
listeners
out.
Of the show,
there.
Listeners
there.
Of the show yeah. have been you know.
There.
Okay, thank you for taking your
anyway.
Fucking
Will,
toothpick
you're talented
out.
Too.
Thank you very much. That's kind of. Here's my thing. This is all I'm trying to say is it's great to have all three of us come together. We've been doing this thing. You're welcome, I guess. I don't know. I don't think that was a compliment, but we've been doing this together for well over 3 years now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
I know, but we got the fucking prince over here, right?
Yeah, all right. Well,
Chris
is kind of busy. That's cool, but
yeah,
he's here.
He's a little busier.
I just don't want it to overtake the, you know.
It already is.
Guys, can I just say something?
Say it into the mic because right now you're lazy dolphin.
I forget.
Freaking, I know.
Can I say something, guys?
Let me just say one thing.
You know
can I
just say something, guys?
Yeah.
What?
It's good to be back.
All right. There it is.
That's
cool. At least a positive thing.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I read everybody's tweets.
Oh.
And they come to me and when they say, oh, you know, is Chris gone? Is he gone?
Yeah. They say that shit. Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, all that's right, that's cool. It's nice that people follow the show so closely that they realize, oh, wait, Chris hasn't been on the show for, you know, a couple of weeks, two, 3 weeks,
have
4 weeks.
Have you been underground? Because you got to get some sun. You're built like a piece of licorice.
You know what's funny?
You're built like a piece of licorice.
It's funny that you say that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the press junkets are indoors.
Okay. See what came back at you?
Yeah. See?
Now, look, Chris, I don't want to talk shit, but it would be...
No,
would
no,
be,
why?
He's doing
why would you do that?
TV
no, no.
show.
I'll tell you what. And it would be smart of you to try to pursue an endorsement with Aussie Black Licorice and just have it next to your hair all the time.
We have those on the craft service tables.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hey, he spun it right back at us.
I'm built like licorice in clothes. Look at me. I'm a wispy piece of licorice.
Right. And then during that commercial ends, and then a TV show comes, and whoops, look, I'm on it.
Yeah. Well, I've been on TV shows, too.
You're on one TV show.
But I'm on it.
Hey.
I'm on a TV show, okay? Yeah. I am on a TV show, okay? Yeah. Now, that's not a big deal.
So am I.
No, it's not that big a deal.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You want to turn that TV show off.
No.
You want to go to your Apple, your iTunes.
Yeah.
You want to go into Netflix.
Yeah.
You watch Incorrigible. Now, that
is
a stand-up.
That's not.
By me.
Yeah. That's great.
You congratulations. Have,
and that doesn't matter.
I'm just saying, let's have a podcast together.
Absolutely.
The old school way. What do you mean absolutely? You and him
You've
been
bragging
going,
and walking around like.
You know what? I don't even think he has. I think that that you have been coming at him. You know, what are you
take
doing?
Take the toothpick. Take the fucking toothpick. Again.
It's a different toothpick. I have a pack.
Why do you have fucking, another toothpick?
It's a green toothpick. What do you
have? I have a pack.
Why do you
different
have a,
colors?
Why are you chewing
on take it out, dude.
You're not a sergeant in the army in World War II. You know that?
That's a little. I mean, you're being rude, if I may say.
I don't want this to go.
I'm not
poorly.
Used to people talking to me like that to my face.
Oh my fucking god! Are you surrounded by servants now?
You got
because
probably
you're
got,
on a you're sitcom.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And you got your special coming out. I'm going to shoot my special pretty soon.
Well, special is a relative. Yeah, it's a relative word.
What do you mean? It's a relative word.
Well,
careful.
No, not well.
Chris, be
I'm
careful.
I'm shooting my 1 hour special.
I don't want
should
him to
be
get
careful.
Yeah, just be careful.
You're being condescending now because you're looking like I'm hurt or something, like I'm injured, and you're like, sorry.
No, I think you're doing great, dude.
Chris, you got a couple of projects that are out and happening right now. We're all very happy for your success. But this is not but, and this is the 10-Minute Podcast. This
that's
is where
right. and
we're
that's
podcasting
why
with the pals,
and that's why
and we're
I'm
just
here.
Hanging out together.
So
you know?
What do you have
we're
to say?
Doing...
What do you have to say?
I mean, I've said a lot of it. I said it over and over again. I guess I would say... season 2 coming back. It's a little bit different now. Jesus. You know the characters
we're not interviewing you, dude.
Yeah, man. We're not interviewing about Undated.
You're not on some...
Right.
Yeah, you're not on some
so
podcast
what else do you
where
have
we're,
to say besides...
This isn't some radio format where we interview you and go, hey, what's it like working
so
with Brent Morin?
I have a challenge.
We fucking know Brent.
It's funny you ask that,
Wait,
Will, because...
No, I
we don't
a
give a shit.
Oh,
we don't
what
give
do you have to say that has nothing to do with you and has something to do with us?
You guys?
Yeah. What
do
you have to say that has nothing to do with you
and
something to do with us?
10-Minute Podcast.
He can't. Look at this.
You guys are on.
You're at a loss.
We do other things.
Yeah, I know. Everyone. I mean.
I just told you about a movie I'm going on.
Yeah, I know. Right? You're going to do a
Chris,
movie.
What color? Yeah. What color sweater am I wearing? Close your eyes right now.
What color sweater?
What color
I
sweater? You've been looking at me.
But think about
it's
what.
A trick question.
It's not a trick question.
He's
no,
fucking kidding.
Because he's got a different.
Us,
what does he have on?
He can't even,
when you open
sitting,
your eyes, you're going
to
get angry because look,
it's red.
He's wearing a red sweater.
Close your eyes again.
Okay.
Who's sitting closer to you?
You know this one.
It's unbelievable. He
Come
can't see
on,
us.
No, 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 no.
He's only seeing himself. He can't see us.
Okay, I know.
As soon as he closes his eyes.
I know. Okay.
Oh
okay,
my
guys,
God.
guys.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? You think my memory is bad? I have a gray Civilian Air t-shirt on. That's
not you're
sleeve.
Wearing.
I'm wearing diesel jeans that
no,
are acid
No, not
washed.
You,
what
man.
What about my shirt?
Okay,
how
but you're trying to say my memory. I don't know memory.
I'm wearing a stupid shirt, Brian says. So what about my
no,
stupid
not,
shirt?
I mean, it's not that stupid.
Take that fucking
Take
thing
the
out.
Fucking
it's a different
toothpick.
It doesn't
oh
matter
God.
That it's a
toothpick.
Rainbow pack of toothpicks. Look at this stupid shit. The kind of stuff he spends money
I mean,
on.
Hello,
now.
Stalin. Hello, another guy that was in history that tried to tell people what to do.
You can't
I'm
come
fucking,
up with another dictator.
You can't even think of another fucking dictator.
I didn't
now.
Come
one
up with
more a, dictator
think
right
of
now.
One more dictator.
You set a bad example with your lack of education.
Yeah, I do. I know dictators,
Stalin,
dude.
Give me one more.
Stalin.
Who else?
What
man?
Was the other one I said? I don't remember.
Exactly.
You didn't say
Morpheus.
Morpheus
is a fucking dictator.
Morpheus is a dictator.
I,
for
I thought,
fuck's sake.
I,
we,
I thought you were switching.
Look,
the
it's
subject.
Great to have you back. It's
Thank
great to
you.
Have everybody.
That's all I'm
not
getting
a
at.
Compliment.
We're all together now, dude, and I'm here for the fans.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ!
What is that? What's that noise?
That's the
it's
fucking
that
song
fucking,
that always comes in
for
at the
3 years.
What?
This is the piano theme at the
yes,
end.
Yes, I remember.
You remember?
He's so
I
out of fucking
remember.
Touch.
Jesus,
he's
Christ.
So out of touch. What the fuck is my name, man?
I love both of you.
What are our names, man?
What's his name? What's my name?
Ah, shit, Chris.
He knows your name.
Yeah, you're...
Please remember our names.
Yes, obviously I know your fucking name.
What are
okay,
our
so what's
names,
my name?
Bro?
What's my name? Are you looking at it? He's Googling
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to Google? Bald guy and red sweater dude?
Okay, I got it. I got it. Michael Chiklis?
No, that's not...
That's not... That's
what do you mean? That's not you?
Use photo recognition? No, that's fucking Michael Chiklis.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then I got nothing come up for you.
Well, all you typed in was red sweater.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, there's... Well,
you probably got like a Christmas sweater sale or something.
Pants off, but...
Oh, no, man. Look,
Chris,
these sunglasses guy. Have mirrors on the inside.
He can't even see out
He's
with those sunglasses.
He's looking into his fucking soul, man.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, sure is.
Not a coincidence.
No. What? Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast. A familiar tune for a familiar podcast to you with some familiar friends. My name, of course, is Will, the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer Sasso, but don't let that title intimidate you. We're just hanging out. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, go ahead and visit 10minutepodcast.com. Hit that Amazon banner. We'll get a little kickback. You'll get your stuff. We all like stuff, right?
Yeah, we do.
Before we go any further, I want to introduce the man sitting with me. This is a dear friend of mine, a dear, dear friend. We've gone back a long ways, you and I.
Yeah.
This is an actor, a comedian, raconteur, man about town, real renaissance individual, Matt Bronger.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, I got a snort laugh out
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, man of all seasons, renaissance man. I don't know about that, but thank you. Thanks, Will.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. Thank you for acknowledging my... compliments
yeah.
towards you.
I will always acknowledge compliments.
That's what friends do.
Sure, yeah.
Matt Bronger, you know him, you love him. He of course, we were both on Mad TV in different seasons, in different generations.
You a lot longer than I was.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, well,
longer.
Well, in comedy, time isn't linear. And
okay,
it's just like self-improvement. I don't know that you can measure it. You know, the only way you can measure it is to go inside yourself.
Okay, sure.
I think we would agree on that.
I would.
I think we would agree on that.
You know what?
And this is Life Beginners Masterclass, Part 3 with Matt Bronger.
Oh.
We're here, and it's just such a delight to have Matt. He has a comedy album out right now called Big Dumb Animal.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you make a comedy album, I don't want you to go with the self-effacing title. I think you're a very funny individual.
Thanks.
And I don't like that title for you. I don't know which A&R person or which agent or manager said that you should be called a Big Dumb Animal. I think that's mean.
That was all me. That was me, you know, self-effacing, but also just being honest about mistakes I've made in my life. You know, not necessarily walking around like, hey, I'm a big dumb animal, but, you know, you are your actions.
Okay.
Am I right? So
that philosophy right there is one that I've authored many times.
Authored? You made it up?
Well, I don't know that I've made it up.
I think I know that you didn't make that
well,
up.
Well, I'm an early adopter of it. Let's just say that. I don't know
Fair
if I pioneered. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Big dumb animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I disagree with the title, but let's move on. Okay. You also have the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Right.
Speaking of authored, this man authored a festival. You authored Bringing People Together in your hometown of Portland.
Yeah.
Pat yourself on the back.
Okay, done. Yeah.
And,
thanks.
And you know, that's something to be proud of.
Thank you very much.
Now, Matt, we've been pals for a long time. We go for coffee. We go for lunch. You live right around the corner here.
I mean, I did not know that's what was going to happen when I wandered by your house.
And we see each
other
a lot.
You yanked me in.
Well, I don't know about that.
Very strong grip.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
well,
my shoulder is sore
okay.
From you pulling me. I had a couple minutes, so fine.
Well, great. And it's great to have you here.
Where are Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia anyway?
I'm not familiar. Not familiar, but moving on. What
the hell are you talking about?
This is Life Beginners, and
okay.
You know, Los Angeles and Hollywood and show business. It's a rough and tumble, dog eat dog. You know, fighter plane quarterback versus you know, free safety. You know, point guard. You know, baseball. You know, kind of thing.
That's exactly the statement,
right?
That's
sort of what we say. Now, that's not a statement I've authored.
I think you did.
Well,
just now. I think you made that up.
it would have rolled off the tongue a little better if it came from old WS over here.
Okay.
At Life Beginners, we're all about starting things on the right foot. Matt, you've been in this business for longer than you've not. I mean, since you were very young.
That's not true.
And you know, I just want to help you here because I want to help my friends with tools and how they can move forward in the business. What are you most excited about right now? What's going on with Matt Bronger?
I'm glad to have a new special out, and I'm going to be shooting a web series with Comedy Central for CC Studios in July that I wrote, and looking forward to that. Going to Maine with my girlfriend this week. That's exciting.
Incredible.
I haven't been to Lobster Town in a while.
Yeah. You're referring to Maine, of course.
Portland. Well, I called a whole state a town, but I'm going to Portland.
You know why you called it a whole town?
Why?
Because you're in my home, and this home feels like a town.
Yeah, okay.
And when you're in my home and we're in each other's space, the surroundings feel like a town.
Yeah.
The United States feels like a town. Thereby, the world feels like a town. There's a universe inside of you.
You're right.
And that's what I'm trying to get out of you. And if you want to call it Bronger Town, the universe inside of you. As a matter of fact, your next comedy album, I think, should be called Bronger Town, the universe inside of you. Bronger Town, colon, the universe inside of you.
I feel like I'm in Bronger Sasso Town because we're very close right now.
We are very close right now.
This is maybe the most cramped
it's a small room.
Podcasting room.
Well, you know, you don't need too much. You don't need too much.
You have a lot of these look like self-published books.
Yep.
They all have your face on them.
Okay. But yeah, a lot of them are just sort of prototypical, you know, sort of like I put the binding together myself. Look at this one. This one's leather.
Oh, yeah. Right?
See,
that looks nice.
This was just a notebook that I got just at the post office box place. And I just put it together and I put all the pictures in there. And a lot of the tenets that I'm preaching, you know, and I don't want to get too preachy, as the founder and CEO of Life Beginners, it's all about all of us.
Why
beginning.
Are there pictures of Lee Iacocca in the middle of this one?
Well, Chrysler,
this is just Lee Iacocca's biography and you put another...
Well,
cover on it.
Okay. Now, Matt, you brought up a very interesting point here. Lee Iacocca, as a man who he headed up Chrysler for so long, and just an incredible man. And what's that?
You are Canadian
to the bone. What would you call it?
Chrysler.
Okay, Chrysler.
You said Chrysler.
Yeah, Chrysler. By a Chrysler automobile.
Sounds like the name of a jeweler somewhere.
Well, sure. No, this is CH, not KR.
Correct.
All right. Well, you know, it's six of one, half dozen of the other, as we like to say in comedy, right?
We do say that a lot.
What does Matt Bronger want? Now, you explained where you're going, what you're doing. You have a lot of things.
Not really.
What I detected from that, some room for improvement.
Yes.
There's always a little room for improvement.
You bet.
Okay. What is something that Matt Bronger wants?
I would eventually like to produce my own television show and write it. I think that's what every kind of comedian or actor wants.
Do you remember what you just said right now?
Yes.
Okay, close your eyes and say it again.
I would like to produce and write my own television show. I think that's what every comedian or actor wants.
How did that feel?
Just like I repeated myself with my eyes closed.
But your eyes were closed.
They were.
Now, where were you looking when your eyes were closed? You weren't looking at me. You weren't passing that on to me.
Mm-mm.
Where did that energy go? Where did that intent go?
It stayed in my head, I guess.
That's one place? Well, I like to call it your heart head.
Okay.
Because it's where your heart is and your head lives.
Great.
Where your heart is and your head lives. Speaking of
your heart head.
Your heart head. Not hard head.
No. Heart.
Your heart head.
Heart head.
Your heart head.
Yeah.
And maybe I sound way too Canadian there, really enunciating.
Maybe.
Yeah. I enunciated the shit out of it there.
You sounded like a Canadian saying he was a big fan of the band Heart.
Right. I'm a heart head.
I'm a heart head.
Hello, I am a heart head.
I'm a heart head.
It's so great. We came all the way down here to Puyallup in Washington State to see you because I am a heart head.
Barracuda.
Oh, yes, Barracuda. My favorite song is Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Yeah. Now
he is, in fact, a magic man.
Yes, he's a magic man. Now, Matt, you've just authored your own mantra. And here's the thing. You've shared that inside, as you like to call it, Bronger Sasso Town, with all of our listeners.
Yes.
And we love, I know I love my listeners. I know that you love my listeners.
Yes.
I know as you were walking perhaps you were just going to grab coffee where we normally get a coffee in town.
I was,
or,
in fact.
Well, or your intent was to come here and seek help. And it's always okay to ask for help.
I thought this was just the 10-minute podcast.
Now, how?
I'm a big fan of it. And
well, that's
fan of the,
now that
you and the other guys.
See, together. now I've given you a tool,
all
and you've
three.
Given me a compliment. What was that last part?
It's cool listening to all three of you guys on such a short podcast. Because
or
my podcast used to be 15 minutes. Now it's 30.
Now your and your podcast is called Ding Donger.
Ding Donger with
Matt Bronger.
Yes.
Now that's a title. Now that's a fun thing to say.
It is.
Now I would imagine you'd say it's a whole lot more fun than saying Big Dumb Animal.
Maybe. Sure.
I think sillier. We made some headway sillier. Here today. I think we've
so
really
do. I'm not particularly sure exactly what happened.
I'll tell you what happened.
Some sort of deranged bear.
Well, not. At least I didn't do it like a big dumb animal. But I'll tell you what. You came in here.
My shoulder's really sore.
Your shoulder's a little sore, but you're going to walk that off because you're on your way to the coffee place or wherever you're over to going to the Trader Joe's to get up.
You're
going to
let me leave?
A bag of finished quinoa.
You promise you're going to let me
leave? We're going to do some exercises before you leave.
Oh, Christ.
A little bit of head heart exercises.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I guarantee you, by the time you shoot that special for Comedy Central, CC Studios in July, you said it was?
It's a series.
It's a series.
Web series. Yeah.
Kudos. Congrats.
Thank you.
A rack on tour indeed. You will be in a much better place.
Why are you so strong?
Matt, I love you very much.
Thanks, Will. I love you too.
Okay. Maybe you can flip those two and tell me you love me first, and then...
Okay.
Okay, could you close your eyes and tell me you love me?
Please let me leave.
No, well, just... please tell me you love me first.
All right, I love you.
Please close... But close your eyes and say...
Oh, love of God.
Please close your eyes.
I love you, Will.
Okay, but close your eyes more. All right, I'm recording. Close the door. There you go. Pull the chair over, and here comes Bobby. Yeah.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Bobby said he's going out for a smoke, and when he comes back, we better be recording. So that's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You're excited now.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, please use our banners at 10minutepodcast.com. And rate and review the show and subscribe on iTunes and tell your friends. Do all the things. Do all the things. Tell your friends about the show. Tweet about it. Fucking whatever.
Do on.
My name is Will, the chief engineer of Laughter and Cheer, Sasso.
And, I'm Bobby Lee. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Listen, I woke up so depressed today.
Like, what happened?
I don't know. I just woke up with a big hole in my gut.
Let's talk about it for 10 minutes.
And I wanted to put an IED in it, you know?
An IED in your gut?
Yeah, and just explode.
No.
But you know what?
What?
Somebody told me I should make a gratitude list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
So I want to, like, spin it.
Yeah.
So that I can just feel better about myself.
Yeah, man. It's always good
positive,
to practice gratitude. Yeah.
So I want to, So let's...
You want to do
that? I want to do that, yeah.
A gratitude list?
What are you grateful about, Will?
What am I grateful for?
Yeah.
And this doesn't count. This isn't one of the things, but I'm grateful that you're going to come up on the mic just a little bit.
Okay.
Cool. I am grateful for my family.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
They're still alive?
Yes, my parents are still with us.
Yeah,
they're
grateful.
They're sweet. And my brother, my sister, all the kids, my nieces, my nephew.
It's great.
Everybody.
I'm grateful for my family also.
Okay, good.
My father had a stroke, and he's almost dead.
Bobby?
No, he did.
I know.
He's almost dead.
You set
but
me
he's
up.
Still alive, and there's a lot to be grateful for.
There is a lot to be grateful for.
And my brother
and
got a job.
And your father's a great man.
Your brother got a job.
Great.
Yeah, he works for David Cho, the artist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
David Cho flies him all over the world to have sex with prostitutes, and that's not a lie. So, and he had sex with a prostitute in Macau. Macau?
What do you mean, David Cho?
I'm not done. Okay. Macau and
remember, this is the gratitude list.
It is grateful. And he had sex with a prostitute without a condom, and he could die from AIDS. But I'm grateful that he doesn't have it so far.
You don't know that because anybody who would do that probably wouldn't get checked up.
Right. So that's good. And they
and you know what? And
they taped it, and I saw it, and it's very disturbing.
Are you joking right now?
I'm not kidding.
Look, we talk about all sorts of off-color things on the 10-Minute Podcast, and we've had, you're a good pal, Toki Fang, in here before. He ever said some crazy stuff. That takes the cake, though, my friend.
No, and...
yes.
But my brother's in a band with David Cho, too, with Money Mark, and it's called Monchi Hammer, so look it up on Amazon.
Oh, boy.
I'm also grateful for my body. I have a great body.
Okay, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have. Hold on. Let's go back. What are you talking about?
What happened
with your brother?
What do you mean? My brother got a job.
No. Yeah, but that's not a job. What does he do? He's in the band. That's the job.
Well, David Cho gives him $5,000 a month
for what?
to have sex with prostitutes around the world.
No, that's not a job.
Yes, I swear to God, that's the truth.
No, that's not a job.
Well, you could look it up.
Look, let me tell you something, Bobby. Yeah, we got a lot of people listening. We got a lot of young people listening, and that's the wrong.
You know who David Cho is?
I know who David Cho is.
He's an artist, right?
Eccentric street artist.
And he's worth $250 million.
Why?
Because he painted the offices at Facebook. Like his artwork.
So what?
I know, but Facebook gave him stock. He stole stock, and he made $250 million.
That you're kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Look it up; it's true.
All right, that's amazing.
Yeah, and so he has all this money.
Yeah,
and he decides he's like King Joffrey.
Stop banging on the table.
He's like King Joffrey.
Yeah,
and he gets to do what he wants. And one of his things, his amusements, is flying my little brother Steve.
Yeah,
right. Who's a little kid who doesn't know much.
Yeah.
And he is now, he could die from, something.
Okay. Well, I think you're.
I'm grateful for that.
No, you're not grateful for it. And you're letting it out slowly. And you want me.
I have another gratitude. I think
we're not going to move on yet. We're not going to move on yet. Because here's what you're doing. You're trying to put it through the filter of Will. Mm-hmm. So to see what your buddy Will says.
Yeah.
Because you know that I will have something to say about this.
Yeah.
Because I think it's wrong. Uh-huh. Right?
Every day my parents call me, I think they're going to call that my dad's dead.
Okay, and I'm happy that you're expressing this.
No, but I'm grateful that he's alive.
Right, but I'm picking up what you're laying down.
I'm not laying down anything, friend.
I think you are, pal. You want me to draw a line in the sands and say, here's what's right and here's what's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Because you know what? We need that in this world. We need that in Los Angeles. And it ain't hard because I'm very open-minded.
I know.
And everyone can do whatever they want. You know, I'm very libertarian in that sense. People can, so long as they don't hurt each other, everybody can do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Okay? But I can tell you're troubled by this.
I'm not troubled by
it. So we're going to reach out to your brother right here.
No.
And we're does your brother on Twitter?
My brother is, no, not beyond, he's on Instagram, and under Kwang U.
What's his name on Instagram?
Kwang U.
Okay.
Q-U-R. If you go to my Instagram.
Right. Go to Bobby Lee Live.
And then Bobby Lee Live on Instagram, and then you can follow my brother.
You can find his brother. Now, do you want everyone listening to the show to have a message for your brother so that he can change his lifestyle?
He doesn't want to. What is wrong with what I just told you, friend?
Look, let me tell you something,
pal. You know where he was working? He was working at Fat Sal's, which is a sandwich shop on Highland.
Okay,
right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Washing dishes.
That's a much better job than flying around fucking hookers, you idiot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It is a better job.
For free. He doesn't have to pay for them.
He didn't have to pay for the sandwiches.
When he was in the Philippines.
Whatever.
Right, he had a 16-year-old girlfriend or whatever. That's now
Bobby,
he's talking to online.
No. You know what I mean? This is all bad news.
He might fly around or they might get married. Who knows?
What do you mean get married? What is he going to get married in jail? We got serious problems here.
I just got dizzy right now because of anger.
Now, this is not a good gratitude list.
This is not helping.
No, this is not helping
at
all. I
have other things I'm grateful about.
Well, like what? Gratitude.
I'm grateful that I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she had a heart attack in the Philippines.
You
told me
about that. Yeah, it was very, very harrowing.
So that I'm grateful that God did that. God did that.
I'm picking up everything.
Also, God.
I'm reading your paper, just so you know.
I tested 3 times for shows last year. Yeah. God didn't give me a show.
Well, that has nothing to do with
God. Yeah, and God wants me to play these small comedy clubs all over the country.
You're not playing small comedy clubs.
Well, improvs are nice.
Yeah.
They're nice, right? And I'm just so grateful for it all. Thank you.
I'm no stranger to sarcasm.
It's not. I don't even know what that word means.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
mm-hmm.
grateful for it all. Thank you, God.
Well, what did I say so far?
I love my dad.
For my family.
God. I love my dad too. I love my dad. God, please don't take him away from me.
Okay, God, if you're a listener, and he is listening, we don't need a podcast for God to listen. Bobby, look at me.
Yeah,
you don't need a podcast. Stop rubbing your body. You don't need a podcast. To have God listen to you.
I love it. So thank you. I feel so much better now. I'm so glad I came here. Like I woke up like in a really weird mood, and now I feel full and full of gratitude.
All you said is that you're thankful for your family.
Yeah, I am.
And that you're thankful that your brother has a
girlfriend still alive.
Your girlfriend is with us. She's the best.
She's still alive.
She's wonderful. And she's going to be with
you a long
time.
They found a tumor in her lung, but that's fine.
Okay.
Because we can just get rid of that.
Yes, yes. That's not going to get in the way of...
Yeah, and I'm grateful for...
I'm really trying to spin this, man, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not grateful that your brother has a disgusting, dirty job, because that's not even the job.
But he's also in a band. The band's good.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. That's fine. Well, what's the difference? Let me ask you this, though, friend.
Yeah.
All right. What's the difference between somebody like getting paid and flown around the world to do it?
Yeah.
And some of these people that we know, right, that just do it, you know what I mean? like
just have sex with prostitutes.
No, they have
other
not only have sex with prostitutes, but they have sex with hundreds of girls.
I'm not going to stick up for people who do whatever the heck they want to do in life. We'll be here.
Like,
all
I've never
day.
Cheated.
We only have 10 minutes. Yeah,
Lord, I've never cheated on a girlfriend.
Lovely.
I'm loyal. Right.
Me neither.
I take
yeah,
care
I'm
of
a loyal
own.
Guy myself.
Yeah, I take care of my own people.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And then we know people that like
don't do that.
Right. And they Jinx. Get everything. So there's no such thing as karma.
Well, some would say there's no such thing as good karma. And we were discussing this earlier, weren't we? See, now it's all coming around, and Bobby was learning.
It's coming
something.
Around. You know, I just, yeah.
I don't want this to be too deep and weird. You know what I mean? You took my life beginner's master class. I appreciate you taking
Didn't
that.
Didn't help. And I'll be completely honest with
you. The jury is
and
out on
you
that.
You charged me $100 for that, and I want my $100 back.
That's just a down payment. But.
Yeah. Life is good, and life is pure, and life is simple.
Yeah, man.
And ISIS is here.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
This was a fucking bummer.
I know, but they're beheading people.
The gratitude list? Yes, they are, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And we need to put a stop to that.
Well,
and that's
it's America's fault that it's happening.
Oh, is that so?
We got rid of Saddam Hussein, and we needed to keep him there. We need a dictator in that region of the world. And we knew there was going to be a civil war between the Sunni and the Shia.
And here's the thing.
And
you and I were discussing this over coffee.
We did.
And then now here we are recording.
I'm sorry
and
that came out.
Let's talk about some happy stuff. And now you said
a butterfly. A butterfly flew on my shoulder yesterday.
You said this should be the gratitude list. And so far you said your brother has sex with prostitutes.
A butterfly fell on my
And no protection. And
a butterfly died on my shoulder.
And ISIS is George Bush's fault.
No, I didn't say that. I just said America's fault.
You didn't say George Bush?
Let's move on.
You said it earlier.
Bye.
Maybe I'm are you leaving?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Fuck you.
Do you like David Lee Roth?
Yeah.
Diamond Dave, man. All Dave, all the time on Dave TV.
Okay, I don't like when you...
I want to do that.
All right, well, you can do him then.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
All right.
Running with the Dabo.
Okay.
Hey, man, let me tell you the story of the brown M&Ms, man. Because far be it from me to get in the way of a good rumor.
Yeah.
That's going to be... I'm going to do that.
All right, well,
we can do
it.
Whatever we want on
Fine.
The podcast.
Exactly. This is our podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, you know what to do. You go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner. You'll be giving us a kickback. You're getting this show for free. You like it. You love it. We appreciate you. My name is Will... Vanilla Chocolate Samoan Hulk.
Oh, man.
You didn't give me that name?
No, Sasso. Man. I'm Brian the Kid Callen. Chris, I think, passed away.
Yeah.
So we're all broken.
Don't
up
even worry about
that.
You know, that's the thing about the show, Brian, is it's rotating now. It's all sorts of different people are coming in, right? Our Tommy Blacha.
Yep.
We've got, you know, Matt Bronger was on recently. That
you know what's
fun.
Funny is we could take Chris, even though he's dead now, and he would look exactly the same.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it wouldn't really add anything.
He's not here to defend himself. Oh, wait. You talk amongst yourself. I'm going to go get the bike horn, and then I'll do that funny bit.
No. All right. Well, I didn't know we were going to do that.
Yeah, right?
There he is.
Hey,
Chris.
I'm putting it back.
Okay.
We're not going to do the bike.
So what else? What's new, man?
What's going on? What's going on with you, Brian?
Nothing, man. How are we going to start this podcast?
We already started it.
Right.
You just came from a doctor's appointment?
I did. I had a physical, full physical. I mean,
A real physical.
Oh, yeah. Took blood, checked my heart, stuck a finger right up my
Did he
shitter.
Really put a...
He did. He's got big hands, too. His name is Dr. Fink. Right up my shitter. Two fingers. I said, double up. Why don't you? Just to make sure. He said, I've never done that. I go, double the fuck
up. Did he fold his knuckle and get it in there like V style? Like, I want everyone listening right now to take their index finger, just bend at the first knuckle, not the one closest to your fingertip, and just have a look at that. It looks like a corner of cheese.
Did
he just put that in there like a doorstop just keep pushing?
He did, and he had,
did he get to his wrist?
He had thick fingers, and I said, I dare you to get a thumb up there. And he said, I don't know. I before he could say anything, I go, come on, you pussy, push me. And
you know, your asshole looks like one of those Lance Armstrong Live Strong bracelets.
It does, man.
Yeah.
And they have to check your prostate. Apparently, my prostate
is yellow,
is just fine.
Oh,
but I
really?
Wanted him to give it a squeeze so I would ejaculate involuntarily. And shithead wouldn't. So I asked for my money back. That's the noise I made.
That's the noise you made.
That's the noise I made as I asked him to
pinch my... I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And when I die, I bet that's the end.
And that's exactly what I sang, and that's how I sounded.
Riding with the dead bird.
Yep. then he finally did pinch my prostate because I paid him extra, and I involuntarily just shot.
Yeah. And, okay. Well, that's a good story.
Yeah. But hey, anyway, the point is that I'm a specimen.
You're in great shape.
That's what he wrote. He just wrote specimen. I'm never gonna die.
No, you're not. Your voice will be captured forever in the 10-minute podcast, right?
Yes, it will.
Right? Yeah, because this is just gonna float around in cyberspace for the rest of time.
Yeah. Well, I'm.
Hey, let me tell you something. People write in. They leave reviews on iTunes. I'd like to read a couple of them.
Okay.
Okay, here. This one is from Onisith Pally. This is from April 24th on iTunes. Byron and Chris are missing out. Chris spelled with a K. Tommy and Will are so funny that it's not even funny.
Oh.
Referring to Tommy Blotcher.
Yeah, right. He is.
This is from B-A-G-B-A. Incredibly funny and an original humor that gets you hooked like crack cocaine. That's nice. This one's from Dan Myron Handelman. I'm an aspiring comedian and a very good one that never bombs because my jokes are always on point.
I hate you. Hey, I real quick, yeah. Just before you finish his question, I hate you.
Myron Handelman goes on to say,
"You're terrible."
But during the day, I'm forced to perform backbreaking labor at a company that manufactures and packages chemicals for the pharmaceutical industry.
Keep doing that.
During these hours, I listen to several podcasts. Mostly, though, I listen to the 10-minute podcast. Thank you for that, Dan. We appreciate you. And it is quite a treat. It serves as a comedy lesson for those who aspire to write. It is character comedy at its finest. Many of the jokes involve building upon subtle condescension.
Yeah.
I thought it said condensation.
Yeah. Too long already, Dan.
All right, until the point has been beaten like a dead horse. Listen up to 20 or so a day, and it almost helps me forget that if I don't get famous, don't forget this though, Dan.
Yeah.
Fame. It's an illusion. It's not about that. I will surely develop some form of cancer or genetic mutation due to the nature of my ridiculous day job. Thank you for that, Dan.
I like how you ended that, and yeah. I like you a little more now.
Yeah.
Let me give you some advice.
Yeah. I think he was being a little facetious off the top.
I think he was,
yeah,
and I like him.
He's a funny guy. That's why he was saying
I like Dan. Yeah. And now that he ended that way, I realize he was being facetious at the top. So let me take everything back. I like you.
We like you, Dan. We appreciate you.
But I do want to say something.
What?
I'm about to shoot my special. Second 1-hour special.
Yeah.
Best thing I've ever done at the Irvine.
You haven't done it yet?
No, at the Irvine Improv.
Why are you saying the best thing you've ever done?
Well, it's going to be May 24th at the Irvine Improv. You get your tickets. You go to improv.com/Irvine, I think. It doesn't matter.
It's the Irvine Improv?
Yeah, in Irvine.
Look it up, but I think it's irvine.improv.com, but I'm not sure.
There you go. And it's my 1 hour, and tickets are only $10.
Really?
Yes, and there may even have some promos and stuff. The bottom line is you might want to go. And let me explain something.
What's the date again?
May 24th.
It actually is irvine.improv.com. So go get your tickets to see Brian Callen shoot his second special on May 24th. The interesting thing about that, Brian, is May 24th is actually my birthday.
Well, and that's why I chose to do it then.
Oh, really?
My special's called Will Sasso.
it's called Will Sasso?
I'm calling it Will Sasso.
Oh, my God.
And I want Dan to know something. The chances of you ever getting to a point where you can shoot a 2-hour special. I mean, I already have one.
Yeah.
Already have one logged.
Right, you got
in the books.
One. Yeah.
I'm about to do another one.
Yeah.
And by the way, I recur on 2 TV shows.
Yeah.
And I got to quit. It's
all right. Don't shit on
chances,
Dan. Though.
But the chances, Dan, of you doing that.
He seems like a
funny
guy.
You got a better chance, and I'm not trying to be a dick. You may as well run for senator. and you have a much better chance of being senator than getting to where I am as a comic.
Don't attack Dan like that. Dan's a loyal listener,
and
he shared his feelings and thoughts with us.
And I appreciate
Dan, I'd like
stay
to say this.
Stay in the pharmaceutical industry.
Dan, here's what you need to do. You need to run for senator. You need to win. Then you need to be the funniest senator ever and move on to a stand-up comedy career. But you're crooked as fuck, senator, and you have Brian killed.
Hey, man.
And then on your deathbed, reveal the whole thing.
Hey, an envelope, a yellow manila envelope just is handed to some guy.
Just a dossier with one of those nice little rope spinny things around a button.
And if Dan, if you're really mean, you go like this. You go, hey, as you give the order, yeah, I want him taken care of. And then you go, hey, as the guy's pulling out, he goes, yeah. And you go, fuck him first.
And then they get that side bendy knuckle cheese thing, and you go, that's a familiar feeling. And you realize it's from Dan because he listened to this episode.
There you go.
Right, and your voice will never die forever. Because this episode will be infamous because they'll be playing it on like an A&E special about your death.
That's good.
So what can you tell us about your special, Will Sasso, May 24th?
My special, Will Sasso, May 24th.
And I can't wait for my birthday. It's going to be my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know that? I'm finally moving into my 40s.
That's amazing.
Even though I've been 40 for 22 years.
No, you look 40.
I do. 40. I finally kind of look my age.
You always have.
No.
The thing is,
I have looked 40.
You've always looked 40 since
I was,
you were 19.
Yeah, I was like 19 and a half when I believe when I shot Beverly Hills Ninja, which is the thing where the people go, well, how the fuck were you? Because I was like, I guess it was 96. No, I would have been 20 years old.
You played an older guy.
Yeah, I played a guy in his 40s, and all they had to do was slap a mustache on me.
That's right.
I'm very versatile.
Man,
it's a lot of fun. Hey, you want me to come do that on your special?
I do want
you, man. Well, please welcome to the stage. We're about to perform his 1 hour special, Will Sasso. Brian Callen. Right?
Will you do that for me? I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll have to record it remotely because I'm going to go somewhere for my birthday by myself on an island.
I will say this about my special, and I'm not trying to... I think that from a comedic standpoint, I think people will be talking about comedy before it and then comedy after.
All right, take it easy, Dan Myron Henderson.
I just plan on revolutionizing comedy. Again, Dan, you don't have a shot at getting to where
alone.
I am as a comic.
No, leave our listeners alone.
The chances, though, the chances are about as good as a chimpanzee sitting at a typewriter and typing out, by accident, the works of Shakespeare.
It will happen.
It'll happen. There's a possibility.
Mathematically, it'll happen. So go see Brian May 24th at the Irvine Improv. Get your tickets at irvine.improv.com. And I say all that because Brian doesn't know how.
Thanks.
I'm going to tell you what's happening. I'm a good actor. We're good actors.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm all right.
I like to act.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
What do you mean? Come on.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You know, I don't want to get too into how you buy Amazon things and stuff because Chris will get pissed off. Right, Brian?
Yeah. Also, we've made $6.
That also is a fact. My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And, you know, I'm Chris D'Elia, and I don't really have a nickname because I'm raw, and what you see is what you get. And also, you know, it's all good. So next thing we talk about.
It's a long nickname. Brian, come up on the mic a little bit.
Shut the fuck up.
No, man. I'm not going to shut the fuck up. Tell you what, if you haven't seen this, what you need to do is you need to go to iTunes and check out our good buddy El Cid. He made this thing. Just look up TMP Animated. In that animated version of the 10-Minute Podcast, we lay out some sitcom stuff and we come up with TV shows. I came up with one. Chris came up with one. Brian came up with none. And they're very funny, but they're comedy. We've done this before, what we're going to do here. There's some coming up with comedy episodes. That's great. Actually, Chad Colchin was here, our good buddy Chad, and we came up with some real deal shit.
Too much talking.
Yeah.
It's a podcast, Chris. Much, bro. It's a podcast.
We can get right into it, though, you know.
Welcome to more gritty TV drama improv.
There you go.
We're going to improvise a gritty TV drama. Now, what do we want to do? Do we want to do a procedural? Do you want to do a TV thing?
We're trying to solve a murder.
We can do.
It's a CSI.
You know, we could do. We're just figuring this out right now. There's a lot of superhero stuff going on. We could do.
Why don't we do that?
We could do that.
All right. Chris, you came up with that idea. So what's
we literally just came up with that right now?
What's the superhero? I got a pitch for you, but what's the superhero?
Well, why don't you do it? I came up with the thing, so why don't you?
Okay, so I think there should be. You should have sort of a, like, there's Bruce Wayne and Batman, there's Clark Kent and Superman. Mm-hmm. Chris, why don't you go ahead and be the guy that we don't know is the actual superhero?
Yeah, okay.
Right, now,
sure.
At the risk of being funny, I don't want to, even though I'd like to call him Bendy Man, I'm sure Brian would like to call him, you know, Rope Back or something
like
that.
Or like Flat Back, like I'm a Flat Back guy.
Yeah, Flat Back. Bendy Spine.
Is that racist?
Can I be the enthusiastic journalist who's looking for
Flatback's not racist.
No, it's not, but it's close. So you can be the
okay. I want to be the guy who might be the bad guy in the end.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's a good
I'm like
character.
Okay, I'm the police commissioner.
And
okay?
I'm the superhero that none of you guys don't know is.
Right. Now, do you work for the police commissioner? Are you working as law enforcement or are you an independent billionaire?
I'm not a billionaire. I'm like a guy that that comes to the police station. Yeah. You don't really know who I am.
Right.
Wait, but you don't know I'm a superhero?
No, I don't know you're a superhero.
Okay, all right. Well, then I guess I would have to be working for the police department.
Okay, so he works for the police department, but then he's also a superhero. This has never been done before.
Right, it hasn't.
Brian, I'm a police commissioner. This guy's actually a superhero. Yeah, I didn't come up with shit.
No, I want to be the reporter. I want to be the journalist, the pesky journalist.
Okay.
And I might, I've done my own investigation, so I might drop little tidbits where you guys actually, it spins the investigation off into.
Okay, cool. Well, how about in this scene,
who you are in real life.
Right.
By taking a bit and completely ruining it. Okay, great. Yeah, a bit ruining journalism.
Can your last name be Jones in the show?
Oh, you know what? Yes, that's a great idea. You know who I'll be?
Yeah.
I'll be the janitor that works at the police station.
Okay, so there you go. So that's you work for us, but la la la.
Right,
so now in this scene, you're in the commissioner's office. You're asking about some big, you know, boo-hoo-ha-ha that happened, and there was some crime in the thing, and you're asking me hard-hitting questions, okay? And the janitor.
So you guys come first start. Yeah. Right, go. Okay.
Commissioner, I've got a question for you. This is John Jones. Now, at the end of the day, obviously, this guy came in out of nowhere. No windows were open. Is this guy invisible? Can he actually go through walls or windows?
Look, my department's looking into it. Well, now, can I just say something for a second? Why are you pulling out this, like, newsy from the
40s? Well, he's a reporter.
I'm a reporter.
Okay,
man. Fine.
So there's a bit of a retro feel. Yeah. We'll pick it up from there.
he's super he's super nasal.
Well, my department's...
You're making it worse.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, he's a super nasal.
All right, now you sound like a human being.
He's nasal.
No, it's not serious.
Yeah,
it's
supposed to be a little bit realer.
Gritty,
fuck off,
TV,
guys.
Drama, and improv.
Sorry.
You wouldn't get the part if you auditioned for it like that, is the point.
My department's looking into it. All you need to know is our MO is to protect and serve.
But they found our shoes at the bottom of the stairwell. What does that mean? This guy collects feet.
What it means right now is that he's out there and she's out there. And we're going to find them both and bring them to justice.
How can you say that?
Excuse me. It's not quite time for you to come up and pick up this trash. I don't need you here yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just grabbing what was around, you know, trying to keep the place tidy.
What's your name, sir?
My name?
Yeah.
Clay.
What do you do?
Well, I'm just a janitor around here.
Clay's our custodian. Thanks a lot, Clay. Hey, Clay.
Yeah, what's that?
How come you're not wearing shoes?
I left my shoes at home, and then I had another pair in the car, and by the time I got out of my car, I thought I had the other shoes on. Anyway, good day to you, fellas.
Hey, thanks
a
lot.
Hold on, not so fast.
No, that's the end of the fucking scene.
God
damn it,
Brian. Come on, we need to do another scene.
Jesus. Hey, thanks a lot, Clay. Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
We'll see you around. Good luck with your article.
All right,
okay, cool. So that fucking scene is over. We never hear from John Jones again. Now we go back. We go back to... Good interstitial music.
Okay.
We go back to Clay's fucking mansion lair, and now Brian and I'll be different characters, and I'm your servant,
I'm
a cross between Q and the guy from Batman.
Where are we?
We're back in his mansion,
and he's
sir. You said that they almost found you out because your shoes were off.
They did.
I've got some new shoes you might be interested in. They have a cloaking device that you could use so that you can go into the commissioner's office without him seeing you.
I've got something that's even better where I can you can spray and it'll leave no scent behind.
Still doing here? He fired you.
Like I said to the both of you, I only need one inventor.
Yes, I know.
I only need one inventor / server.
Well,
but sir, if you allow me,
I need you to stop one upping yourself. What I'm trying to say is the city sometimes takes extraordinary men and it turns them into villains. And sometimes it turns them into heroes.
Well, what I'm...
Which one are you? Well, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Which one are you? Or which one am I?
Let me answer that with this. Whatever I say to you thusly will be repeated by the man standing to my left, because he's a character-copying Williamson.
Well, that's not true at all.
You're literally doing the exact same thing I'm doing. Even though I said at the beginning of the scene that we're two people.
That's who outrageous.
You said you were two different people.
Yes, of course. Try these shoes on. And we go back to the... Now it's late at night. The girl that we thought was missing is in a nightclub. She's partying and Clay comes up and...
From the roof.
And she's with a... There's a girl and Clay comes up to the girl.
Hey.
I saw you.
Cool.
I saw you from before.
Like your hair
and
your suit.
I gotta say, I thought you were gonna be much smarter when I looked at you.
Guys say that all the time.
Hey, you guys hear about this shoeless superhero or something like that? I'm the bartender.
Hey
you guys hear about this
superhero? What are you doing out here on the roof?
I just thought you guys might want your mimosas.
It's
you
nighttime.
Left your mimosas downstairs.
Yeah.
You don't want your...
No.
It's nighttime. Give us... Go down and get us an aperitif.
Hey, you got it, Clay. See you later. So I go downstairs and then
so
what
can
happens?
Can I ask you a personal question? Are you like a millionaire or something?
Money doesn't matter. Sometimes this city turns people into villains, and sometimes it turns people into heroes.
Just then you
which
get a text.
One are you?
So which one are you?
Yeah. Broop. Gets a text, looks at it. There's a symbol
on
it.
Hold on. What?
Yeah, yeah. He gets a text. There's a symbol on it. It's the symbol of the superhero we don't know yet. And he has to whisk back to his mansion, and he ends up bringing her with him.
So are we going to take this to another level or what?
I need you to just buckle up and sit down and be quiet.
What? This is a weird seatbelt. And what's with this car?
The fucking thing flies away. It's
okay,
flying over the
this.
City.
Don't be a cunt. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. That part's a joke.
This. Oh, my God. Let's stop this car and pull it over.
All
I
of a sudden, the bad guy comes flying in behind you, and he's
shit.
In some way.
It's Dr. Oops. Here he comes.
Who the fuck is Dr. Oops?
Shut up. Remember I said don't be a cunt? It was a joke, but... also, don't.
Why are you pointing a gun at me?
The gig is up,
Freeze,
Brokeback.
Dr. Oops.
Oh, shit. The gig is up, Brokeback.
Drop the gun. And I drive into him.
I'm sorry, I couldn't come up with anything else. I called you Brokeback.
Let me out.
Listen, Dame, I'm going to have to put you to sleep a little bit with a nice... It's not going to hurt you. I was also joking about the C-word thing.
Holy shit. This guy's a shitty superhero. He put her to sleep with a syringe? For fuck's sake. All right, so now we're back in the police commissioner's office, and it's Clay talking to the police commissioner.
Yeah.
So, Clay, you know anything about this rope back out there with the girl he put to sleep? Why is the girl still in the room, Brian?
No, she wouldn't be.
She wouldn't be here.
That's in my head.
Stop
going
snoring.
On. That's
going
special
on
effects going on in my head.
Who's this rope back? Do you know anything about him?
You know what? I got to say, sometimes the city turns people into villains, and sometimes they turn them into...
Holy shit, the cloaking device, boom, and he's gone. Guys, that was a really good, gritty TV.
It was really good.
It was really, really good.
How are my characters?
I think we can sell it. You got too many characters.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hello and welcome to Pete Sichalowski's WrestlePlays, your number one source for all pro wrestling news, opinions, and all news across the pro wrestling landscape on the internet, beyond all television and pay-per-views. My name is Pete Sichalowski, and welcome. We've got a great show today covering my top three favorite tag teams of all time. Before we go to the phones, let's get right into the my top three list. Okay, at number three, this tag team is no stranger to everybody who loved the mayhem and hardcore wrestling of the 1990s and beyond. Starting in ECW and then on to the WWF, now WWE, they're, of course, the Dudley Boys. Get the tables. Bubba Ray Dudley and Devon Dudley, who have held titles in both federations. Number two is the Midnight Express, initially formed by Dennis Condrey and Randy Rhoads. Midnight Express, who ran roughshod over the NWA territory and others under the management of Jim Cornette and feuding with such greats as, of course, the Fantastics and the Rock and Roll Express. And our next, last but not least, who's number one. It's the number one tag team on Pete Sichalowski's my top three is the Road Warriors. We of course know them for just from running roughshod over the AWA, NWA, and WWF through many different federations. They held so many titles. Hard to deny their contribution to pro wrestling. Okay, but before any further ado, let's go to the phones and get opinions from our wrestling fans through podcasts and internet and beyond. Hello, caller, you're on Pete Sichalowski's Wrestle Place.
This is Pete Sichalowski's
Wrestle Place. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jerry Wozniak calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
All right, Jerry, good to have you.
Yeah, I hope But pro wrestling capital of the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I don't know about that. But,
well, you think about where we're located. I saw a lot of great shows.
Welcome to Pete Sitchelowski. Hello.
NWA Chicago and Minnesota.
Okay.
So I see a lot of things there. But
so we've got our top three here, and we're happy you called in.
Okay, well, you know, I like the show, but I got a bone of contention to pick with you, I guess, is how they say it. I'm not so sure the Dudley Boys should be on that list.
Okay, this is my top three list of the best, greatest tag teams of all time with regard to their contributions.
What about Rock and Roll Express? What about the Blackjacks? What about the Steiners?
Okay.
I think those are all a lot.
They're
I
would not take anything away from.
You are taking some away from.
Well,
Pete.
Not the Blackjacks are definitely their contributions, and I've listed the Rock and Roll Express as one of the. Actually, we're almost on that list, we're definitely in my top 10. Thank you very much for calling, and we'll keep the show going. But it's important to remember this is my top three list. Yeah, babe.
Get my banana chips.
No, babe. I'm doing my podcast, babe.
Podcast.
Okay, so let's go back to the phones. Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Gary Wozniak.
Welcome
from, Grand Rapids.
Yeah, this is.
Concerning, you said the Rock and Roll Express were almost on the list. I have to say, I saw the Rock and Roll Express beat the Midnight Express many times at Starrcade.
Okay.
I want to know how you can justify them being still on the list, that being the fact of the
matter. Well, I'd like to hear from you, caller, why you feel that the Rock and Roll Express should be ahead of the Midnight Express, especially given that the Midnight Express came before the Rock and Roll.
Well, it's very simple. If it came before, then would you be putting Gotch, and original people on there? It's not about who came first. Definitely, and also very simply, I saw the Rock and Roll Express beat the Midnight Express at two or three Starrcades. I mean, what more proof do you need than that? And I gotta say, Pete, what about the Midnight Express? Sure, Dennis Condrey, but is the one with Stan Lane?
Stan Lane.
The one with Randy Rose? Which one is it? I mean,
well,
they're interchangeable. Which team is it?
No, I'm not saying that they're not a great tag team, the Rock and Roll Express, but I'm just saying
only two members, solid. All the way through.
Well, thank you very much for your call. Okay, now let's move on to the part of the show where we answer some of our listener tweets. Let's go to listener tweets. This one is from at Jay Wozniak, Blackjacks Forever. Hey, Pete, I'm a listener of your show. I know you will be doing your top three soon. Blackjacks are the greatest tag team of all time. I love your show. Okay, well, thank you very much for that tweet. Let's go back to the phones before we go any further here on Pete Suchalowski's Wrestle Place. Caller, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Jerry Wozniak, Grand Rapids. Pete, just want to know how you can justify British Bulldogs not being on the list.
Okay, thank you very much for your call, Jerry. I just want you to remember something, and I think that everybody should remember this who is listening. This is my...
Yeah.
I don't have your banana chips, babe. I'm doing my podcast.
Did you buy them?
Yeah, I got. I don't know where they are, babe. I don't know.
Mango.
Okay. I just want everybody to remember that this is on Pete Suchalowski's Wrestle Place, that these views and opinions belong to Pete Suchalowski and are trademarked by Pete Suchalowski's Wrestle Place. This is not necessarily reflective of the views of other podcasts, magazines, so on and so forth, but this is the top three tag teams of all time. Let's go back to the phones. You're on Pete Suchalowski's Wrestle Place. Hello, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pete, Jerry Wozniak, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Jerry.
Still got a bone to pick about that number three, the Dudley Boys. I can't, I'm thinking of so many other teams. Michigan's own Steiners?
All right.
How do you think the Steiners stack up to
how
the Dudley Boys?
Okay, why don't you go ahead?
I'll tell you what, Jerry.
Why don't you go ahead and give me your top three?
Well, my top three right now, I got the Blackjacks at number one.
Nope.
I got the Road Warriors at number two.
My Road Warriors were number one on my list.
Well, I got the Blackjacks at number one.
All right.
Road Warriors at number two.
Uh-huh.
And, rounding up there. I gotta say, I gotta put the Rock and Roll Express up there. You know, the biggest overachievers. The Dudley Boys, there's so many teams I put above the Dudley Boys. I put Doom above the Dudley Boys.
Okay.
I put the Powers of Pain above the Dudley Boys. I put the British Bulldogs
above
the
Dudley
Boys.
But by and large, most of your teams that you are listing are all from the era of the 70s and 80s. And I'm taking great care at putting out this list also to span generations of wrestling and to acknowledge the contribution that the Dudley Boys have brought to the sport of professional wrestling, ushering it in to the 90s and through to the 2000s of the Attitude Era of WWF, now WWE, and what
okay,
their
contribution,
I think it's hard
what,
to take away.
What, tell you what, Pete, I'll put the New Age Outlaws on there. I'll put the New Age Outlaws
okay,
the
you, before the Dudley Boys?
I'll put the New Age Outlaws before
thank you,
the Dudley Boys.
Okay, thank you very much.
Because I'll tell you what,
thank,
Pete. All right. I'll tell you what, Pete.
Okay.
The New Age Outlaws
let me,
just
I'll tell you,
won the
thank you very much for your call. Thank you very much for your call.
The last year.
Thank you very much.
How long?
Okay.
You want to talk about spanning air?
Okay.
You want to talk about
thank you very much for
wrestling?
Your call. Okay. Let's go to the emails now. What? Babe, I'm doing my podcast, babe.
You're done with the podcast?
Not yet. Not yet. I'll be up in a minute. Okay, let's go to the emails. This is this one. This email is from Jerry Wozniak, who says, hey, Pete, I love your show. I am looking forward to your top three tag teams episode where you will run down the top three tag teams. I just want to put my bid in for the Blackjacks. Thank you very much for your email, Jerry. And let's go back to the phones before we go any further into the list. But before we do, I just want to say to everyone listening that this is my list, and I think it's hard to take away the contributions over the years of certainly the Dudley Boys, not to mention the Midnight Express and the World Warriors. Go ahead. You're on Pete Suchalowski's Wrestle Place. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jay Wozniak, Michigan.
Hi, Jerry.
Want to know about the British Bulldogs, where they fit and why they're not in that list. Can't have the Blackjacks, I think, the British Bulldogs.
No, the British Bulldogs
legends.
Are definitely one of the great... Well, definitely legends. Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid are two of the greatest wrestlers to ever strap them on and to ever perform in the squared circle. But I will say that... Oh, it looks like we're just about out of time.
You mentioned the Hart Foundation.
Okay, no, the Hart Foundation did not make my list, Jerry, but
I
thank
you. The Hart Foundation probably should be
on okay,
the
thank
list,
you very much. Okay, yeah, but Jerry.
The Hart Foundation definitely.
Yeah, no,
they might even be better than the British Bulldogs.
I don't know if they're better than the British Bulldogs. You bring up the Hart Foundation.
Definitely arguable.
British Bulldogs were around before the Hart Foundation. That's for sure.
You're fixated on who was there first, right? Who won more?
No, no, but well, it's not about who won more.
I think
it's hard to ignore. In a sport that's based on winning, I think that who wins is definitely what has.
You ready for this? You can't do that when we're doing this.
What?
You can't do that.
Rolling?
Okay. Clear your throat. There you go. Whatever you gotta do. We're already rolling.
You don't know how long
they last. Don't do that in the fucking mic. David.
What? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You starting it off?
Christ. Yeah, this is Brian. All right, this is Brian the Kid Kellen.
Welcome
guys.
To the 10-Minute Podcast.
Let me do that. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you want to go to Amazon, if you want to order something from Amazon, go to our website and order through the Amazon banner. We'll get a kickback. And,
what's your website?
I can finally get that.
What's your website? Go ahead.
It's 10minutepodcast.com. Now listen, David, you can't do that in the
mic. No, you know, in times
you're
going to
do that,
been...
turn your fucking face.
Right. Okay, I'll be over here. Go ahead.
So David Greco is our guest.
I got
He's
the problems with the ear, nose, and throat guy. Said. Because I want, now I'm a pipe fitters union. I'm in a plumbing. I go in, I bust out the drywall.
We all know that.
And they, said I got some sort of problem with my nose.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, when I'm on stage, it doesn't affect me.
Okay,
as
you
much.
Can get up.
Go ahead.
So
get
anyway,
up the mic?
David Greco is here.
Hi,
he's
my name is David
professional
Greco.
Professional podcast sidekick. And he's an open mic. He's an open micer. He does comedy.
I'm
actually.
An open mic comedy veteran. Yeah. I'm a professional podcast sidekick.
You opened for Bobby
sidekick.
Lee, didn't you?
I opened for Bobby Lee a little while
Good.
Ago. Where was I? At Irvine Improv.
You know what? The Irvine Improv is where I'm shooting my special May 24th.
Oh, you're
going to
be at the Irvine Improv?
Yeah,
that's
May 24th.
My old stomping grounds,
yep.
You know. That's May where I go. I share my jokes through the Walla Walla.
All right.
The bits, the quips, the whatnots, the hilarity.
Let
ensues,
me just pitch
you know?
My, excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
May 24th
ahead.
At the Irvine Improv, I'm doing my 1 hour special live.
Oh,
7
you're
and
be
9:30.
It there? You're
yes.
doing it?
7 and 9:30. Tickets at irvine.improv.com.
I opened for Bobby Lee there.
Yes,
he's
I know
a very
you
funny guy, you know.
Yeah.
You
so
know Bobby, you're good friends with him.
I am. So how's.
I'd love to open for you. You don't want to let me open?
No, not when. When would you want to know?
Irvine Improv, May 24th.
For my special?
Yeah, for your special,
No.
I'll open up, just jokes and quips, warm the people
you
up.
You got to do stand-up a little
great
longer.
Great crowd. Well, I've been doing, what are you talking about? I've been doing it back since 19, boom. I'll tell you that right
anyway,
now.
Anyway, I tend to deal with concepts and
hey,
larger,
what's going on with
ideas.
This Obama?
I don't know. What's
going on? Oh, now they're asking for his the birth certificate. They want his birth certificate. They're saying a lot of people saying wasn't born here.
Are you doing a bit right now?
Let me tell you something. My birth certificate burned in a house fire in 1983. And so what? I'm not from here now? What are you going to do? Send me back to Africa? I ain't never been there.
You doing it?
Thank you very much.
Are you doing it? You just did a bit?
No. Just providing the Walla Walla for the podcast,
Okay.
All right. So what are you going to be talking about in your special?
Well,
I do a lot of open mics myself, a lot of fun.
I know.
Hey, follow me on
Jesus
Twitter.
Jesus Christ. All right.
David Greco Comic.
All right.
David Greco Comic on Twitter. David Greco Comic.
All right.
C-O-M-I-C.
How many followers do you have, David?
I don't know. Let's have a look here.
All right. Anyway.
I got like 650.
Well, that's actually
at David
Greco Comic.
Yeah, but I've been going since 19 blah, 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 boom. Twitter hasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on with Twitter nowadays, huh? Hey, you got to put this at symbol, at, right? At.
Yeah.
What's going on with that before you even say anything? Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. At Twitter, why don't you let me say what I'm saying without an at in front of it?
Are you improvising right now? Are you trying to improv?
It's kind of just, I haven't quite worked that one out.
No,
I
you haven't.
Know what to
no,
say.
You haven't.
Hey,
anyway,
what can we expect from you, from your special?
Well, I'm doing, but part of it is I'm just going to talk about what I'm going to say to God if I die early.
Oh, that's a funny.
Before I've
that's
had a chance
concept.
To actually get things done.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I end up at those pearly gates with St. Pete, I'll be saying, hey, Pete. You're standing on a cloud, and where's the cream cheese lady? You using this fence to keep the dogs out? Who let the dogs out, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't get that at all. What do you mean cheese and clouds? Cream cheese? What
do you
mean?
Delicious cloudy cheese, light spreadable cream cheese.
So he's standing on a cream cheese cloud.
Hey, what's going on with that Brian Williams? He lied about this helicopter thing. He's a liar, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we all know that.
He said he got hit with a missile or some shit in Iraq. So basically, let me get this straight, Brian Williams. This guy lies on television and flies around a helicopter in exotic locales. Sounds like he should be the next Bachelor.
I don't get that.
What do you
joke?
Mean you don't? That's a good joke.
So he should be the next Bachelor. Why? He's a liar.
Because he's a liar, right? The Royal Lion
Scum. He flies around.
Flying around a helicopter.
The
in
Bachelors
exotic
are
locales.
Not all lying scumbags.
Yeah, they're all lying pieces of shit,
Why do you say that?
Yeah, sure they are. Sure they are.
Why
they're
do you say
fucking
that?
Fucking lying piece of shit.
Jeez, I never
heard he's fucking sleeping, kissing 20 girls and shit.
Never heard you swear.
Well, I'm fucking working blue. Sometimes I work a little blue,
What, do you have against the Bachelors? Did you want to be on that show or
hey,
something?
Hey, how come Italian guys love to tell you how many years they've been living in a neighborhood? Hey, I've been living here 23 years. I moved over there, but now I'm back here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that the joke, or?
That's another
not
one
funny.
I'm just working on. I
Listen,
don't really
I'm
have
be
a joke
honest
for Twitter.
With you as
yeah,
a
go
professional
ahead,
comic.
Go ahead.
You shouldn't
go
do
ahead.
Comedy. And
what
you're
are you
not
talking
a good,
about? I bring the jokes
sidekick.
And the hilarity. Hey, the other day I saw a hippie at the beach. He says he's walking by and out of nowhere, he just says, I'm just living my life, to no one. He's just walking around. I'm just nothing. He's just talking to nobody. He says, I'm just living my life. Well, thank you for letting us know, sir. What else are you going to live? Oranges?
Oranges?
I don't know. He said, I'm going to live my life. What else would you fucking live?
Ah, shit.
I don't.
Listen to me, David.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You should go back to the Pipefitters Union.
Nah. Hold on. I'm out in L.A. now. I'm doing a stand-up.
I don't think it's
going to
work out for you.
Right,
why
look,
are you doing this?
I'm an open mic comic. I'm a
You're
professional
not
podcast sidekick.
What is oranges?
I'm here on a,
what is oranges?
I don't know. It's arbitrary. You say I'm going to live my life. What the fuck else are you going to live?
That's not funny,
oranges.
Man. It's not funny.
All You're, right. Well, comedy is subjective. I come with the Walla Walla, the jape, the humor, the jokes, the whatnot,
the
quips.
But you're not. You should go back to the Pipefitters.
All right. So you got your big special. So we're all very proud of you, right?
I've just been doing it a long time.
Yeah, so have I since 19. Boom. What else are you going to be talking about in the special?
Christ. My father, he was a Marine and a real badass. And it's hard to growing up in his shadow.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. Those Marines are real tough guys, even though the name of their organization is Maureen.
Listen, man.
Named after a girl.
That's not true. It's Maureen.
Yeah, Maureen. Hi, I'm a Maureen. They're all, my name's Maureen.
No.
What are you talking about?
It's not even
that's like the least manliest thing of all time to be called Maureen.
Listen, it's...
That's like the girliest girl name.
It's Maureen.
Yeah, Maureen.
Maureen.
I don't care how you spell it. It's a beautiful woman's name. What else are you going to be talking about with your special?
You know, do you have a relationship with your father?
I do.
What
I love
your relationship
my dad.
Like your
David
dad?
Senior was a wonderful guy. He was in a Pipefitters Union.
Yeah, you should be there too.
He developed an ear, nose, and throat problem, you know, with his back in his nasal passages. Kind of like that. Same thing as I had.
I know, David, but
you know, he taught me a lot about humor. Very funny guy. Wasn't a comedian like me.
No,
he
you're
worked
not
hard
either.
For the family.
David, you're not funny. I'm
He's
sorry.
He's not a funny guy. Hey, you know what?
You're not funny.
You know what my dad used to say? He used to say if your nose runs and your feet smell, you were built upside down. He was a funny guy, my dad.
If your nose runs and your feet swell,
smell. You were built upside down. Get it? Because your nose is supposed to smell and your feet should run.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Go ahead. You do it. Take care of it.
Well, no, it's fine. It's a good...
Yeah, it's funny.
That's
used to
not
say,
bad.
Hey, you're a real fart smeller. And we would have a laugh. And that was funny jokes for us.
You're a real fart smeller?
I mean smart feller.
Oh, smart feller, yeah.
So he would have a little bit of a slip.
Yeah,
vocally,
no, I get it.
It's a vocal slip joke.
That's not
What else are you
going to
talk about in your
bring...
special? So
Fuck.
People can still get tickets?
I'm going to talk about my kids
if
and
I come,
my kids.
If I come to the special, can I buy tickets and then open for you?
You can at irvine.improv.com
yeah.
May 24th. But listen.
Yeah, what else are you going to talk about?
I'm going to talk about my kids and about raising them and about how difficult it is when I had a father and I thought I had to be a certain kind of man and now I have to be a different kind of man. It's thematic, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you jokes, but that's kind of what I do.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something about kids. Kids are always like buying you something for Father's Day and buying something for Mother's Day. And then kids turn around and go, hey, when's Kids Day? Let me tell you something, folks. Every day is Kids Day. You could use that.
No.
Yeah, come on. Use
it's
that.
Not funny.
You could use that joke.
That's not funny,
What are you
David.
Talking about?
It's
That's good humor.
It's not funny. You
That's
said
good.
Nothing
I just
funny.
Improvised all this humor for
I'm
you.
I've been listening to you for right, way
I'll,
too long,
I'll
and you've
do
never
it.
Said
I'll,
one
I'll
thing to
it.
Make me laugh.
I'll open for you.
You're not going
to
open
hey,
for me.
Hey, come to the Irvine Improv. Go to irvine.improv.com to buy tickets for Brian Callen's special on May 24th.
Yeah.
And then hit me up on @DavidGrecoComic on Twitter because I'll be giving away free passes to come see me open for Brian Callen
at the Irvine
Improv.
You're not opening for
IrvineImprov.com.
David, you're not opening.
Hit @DavidGrecoComic on Twitter to get free passes.
David,
come on down. The jokes, the walla walla, the quips, the humor,
you're not
the whatnots.
Open for
the
me.
Jokes and the hilarity. Come
David.
On.